Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
As always, I got my co-host, Cam, keeping it real from Detroit. You there, brother?
What's happening? What's happening, baby?
Oh, man. Dude, we are hot and on fire out here, man. Got the World Finals out here, Pomona going on. Everybody's out at the track. Well, not right now, but they was out there earlier. All the big time.
We had a beautiful day out here today. We had a memorial for Hollywood Sound. Man, we've seen so many cars that we haven't seen in a long time, some of the guys we haven't seen in years. And guess what? Let me tell you what Doc James did today.
I got to hear what old Doc had to do.
Now, you're sitting down for this one, right?
You know I am when Doc's got something up his sleeve.
Okay. Rose by Doc shop about 11 o'clock this morning. And, hey, Doc, what's going on? Oh, not too much. He said, well, where your car at? I said, oh, well, you know, I just left from the dentist. I'm just going to head over here and hang out for a bit. He said, So I said, well, you gonna need me to go over and get the flatbed for you since you're not going to take the air clothes? He said, the air clothes, flatbed. He said, I'm driving it over. I said, Doc, it's 4 miles away. He said, and? So we went and won the guy.
You kidding me, man. Doc drove his car?
Man, he drove that son of a bitch 4 miles. That big son of a bitch, that bitch was knocking down the walls going down to Detroit. He was dying.
Oh, Lordy.
Boy, that
Doc,
big
man
coming down there, and that, man, that was the treat of the day.
Unbelievable. But you know what, though? I see Doc doing shit like that, though. That's probably not the first time, and you know damn well ain't going to be the last time Doc pulls some shit like that.
Man, the doctor. You know how the doctor is. You know you and him got claimed the fame from Pink's All Out, man.
Listen, man, I'll tell you. I can only imagine that car come rattling down the road. You know, it's just outside like a thunderstorm.
Hey, Taylor, you should have seen it, man. It was like it made everybody's day. You know, everybody was looking, and they seen this car coming down Grand River. And all they could hear was, like, what the hell? Man, well, look at that box. I said, yeah, I told y'all. He said he was going to drive it over here. Boy, that big mess. And look, he cleared it out the light because the light had stopped him, right? Cleared it out and loaded the convert up. And, you know, he didn't hit it real hard. Just, you know, man, everybody was going crazy.
Oh, that's too funny,
everybody,
man.
Was going crazy.
That's
but, man, we had a beautiful thing for Sam. You know, let everybody know that, you know, you and the boys in California from the south to the north, that send a shout-out for Sam. Was anything that we could do, that you guys could do, and we could do, it was more than welcome. But it was a beautiful day, man. I've seen a lot of cars down here.
Well, you know what? I know it's been going on, and a lot of shows have been talking since we broke some of the stories open from Macon last weekend. But we got to go back to Macon for a minute,
okay,
man.
What's on your mind about Megan? I need to hear.
The fact that it was simply off the hook, for one, you know, and everybody took care of my boy Chad out there, and you know, he didn't get the action he wanted to. I guess some people might be a little nervous about a 26-inch tire car, but you know, he made the trip out there. He had a good time. He said he met some great people out there. He said he ate out there. Oh, yeah, he did. You know, that was a whole different style of food for him. He wasn't quite used to that type of food. But you know what? He had a blast out there, man. He had a good time. And, you know, he'll be calling in. He might even be out at the Winter Nationals. I mean, the World Finals out of Pomona today. But, yeah, he had a blast out there. And I just want to thank everybody who was there, out in Macon, took care of him and talked to him, and he felt really at home and welcome with, you know, with everybody out there.
Yes, sir. I mean, everybody, I listened to a couple shows this week, and everybody was thanking you for getting him out there and the great work you're doing out in California and the great work we do out here on the East Coast and the North and the South. That's what our show is all about. You're letting people know what's going on.
I got to tell you this much, though, man. This is because I gotta talk about my boy Biz Bama. I'm telling you, man. I hope Biz. I know he's probably working tonight, but I hope he can get a call in. So I don't repeat myself. I won't let everything out of the cat out of the bag or nothing like that. But I just heard a lot of things out here in California. We're all the way out here in California, man. 2,300 miles from Macon, Georgia, and it's just how things fly out to California. And the wind's supposed to blow from the west to the east, but
right,
not this time, baby. It came out west, and it came out hard.
Yeah,
so
when
Biz gets in, hopefully he can make it in, man.
They're racing tonight. I don't know if they're done. I heard they were at 41, racing in Morocco tonight.
Oh, he's running the car tonight, huh?
Yeah, they're racing tonight.
Oh, wow. We'll probably hear from him later in the time when he's all cashed up and on the way home. That's when he usually blows us a vine.
Yeah, you know, he loses you what stops the ATM.
Yeah. Hey, well, hold on, man. I got to open up the line, man. We got to get the trifecta in here right now.
Yes.
What's up, Killer T?
All eyes on me. What's happening?
What's going on,
man? Oh, man, I can't call it. What's up? Y'all all right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, heck yeah, man.
You heard about the doctor today, didn't you?
The who?
The doctor, Doc James.
Uh-uh.
Man, he drove the car over there, man. Man, everybody think he was going to do it.
Oh, he did it last time.
Yeah, boy, that big jerker was coming down the road. Boy, everybody was out there clapping and cheering.
Yeah, he did it last time. He drove it.
That guy, man, Doc, you got to love him, man. That's just unbelievable. You know, here I sneak around the neighborhood with my car. But him come driving that car down that street, man, that's just crazy. I think it's just hysterical, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know, he can't tiptoe with that car. He's got to just do it.
No, he can't tiptoe with it.
Mm-mm, Tyson tell you can't tiptoe with that big Joker. That big Chevelle was making some noise at night.
You can't tiptoe it, that's for sure.
Yeah, but we had a good time. A lot of guys showed up. You know, it was good for, you know, Hollywood Sam. And it would have been nice just to, you know, I mean, we've done it before for him, but just tonight would have really been nice to have Sam again. But I believe he was there with us.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Hey, listen, man. My board's lighting up right now, man. You want to get to talking to us, man? Oh, we can't go show without Larry giving us a shout out. Larry, you there, baby? Your mic is live, babe.
Yeah. How y'all doing? How everybody doing?
Hey, we're doing good, man. We're doing real good.
Oh man, yeah. I was just laying back listening, getting on and stuff, and yeah, beers should be at home already. That race is over. That's been over since about 7 o'clock.
Okay. Did you got any good news for us?
Beers lost. He lost.
Wow.
He didn't run the junior though. He ran his new car. His new car broke, and then he used the red Mustang. And when he used the red Mustang, he got whooped. So. Skin ended up losing to what is his name? I can't think of the boy name with the 6 in on Buick.
From Detroit?
No, from Chicago.
Oh, okay, okay.
I don't know why I always have a problem with this guy's name, man. As well as I know him, you know. Anyway, they ended up losing to him. G Shot that made his fourth trip, and he wasn't able to get no run.
I tried to call G. I was wanted to make sure he was okay, and didn't get no answer.
Yeah, well, I talked to him. I talked to him last night when he left home, and when he made it that morning, he was sitting at the gate waiting for it to open up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had a pretty nice time out there.
Did G get a chance to make a shake?
Did I get a chance to do what now?
I said, did G Shot get a chance to make a shake?
Yes, he did.
Was it beautiful?
I think he got it right too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, other than that, that's been about basically it. Cause I've been just killing time, stalling a while, waiting on little brother to kind of get himself together and. He's healing up pretty good, and then after that, we got a little work to do, and once we do that, then we're going to get back out here and get busy.
Oh, that's good.
Yep, so the only thing I got going now, I've been trying to go fishing. That's what I want to do.
Is that time of year up there?
I might have time now. When we go down that way, down with Dad, yeah, I'm always have time there, though. It don't never get like it do here, you know, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to drag that bass boat down there during that time because of the simple fact that we're going to be pulling a trailer. So I'm thinking about going and waterizing the boat and getting it set up for next year. So that's about it. Other than that, man, everything's cool, man. I just want to make sure everybody's doing okay on this program, and I want to show y'all that I am calling in to represent. And also to make sure that, yes, sir, I'm going to do that. So I'm going to get off of here, and y'all got some more people. I want to get in here, man. I'm not going to take them all the time.
Yeah, we
got to
get some more people in. All right, man. Wait, I'm going to leave your mic open, man.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay. Let's go to our next caller coming in, 734-0592. Your mic is live. Who we got?
What's up? This is Corey out of Detroit.
What's going on, baby?
How you doing? Just
you
calling
doing good,
in and
man.
Say hi. I had a good time at Hollywood Sam's show. Kale. Hello?
Oh, yeah, man. The Mustang looked good today, man.
Thank you. We got to do it again.
Yes, sir. How's everything going for you?
Everything going good.
Good.
Hope to meet up with some of you guys down there in Fat Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think I'm making Fat Tuesday. I'm drop mine off at the Chelsea shop.
Okay.
When is Fat Tuesday?
I may come and hang out.
Okay. Fat Tuesday
is that March?
February. Yeah, what's up, Tyson?
What's happening? You all right?
Yes, sir. T.O., how you doing?
We all doing good, baby, man. We all kicking it, man. We, you know, getting the show started. You know, Macon went off last weekend. We had a few some live reports going on from out there, but the shit done piled up in a week, man. I was getting all kinds of information and stuff going on out there.
Yes, sir. I heard them fellas had a good time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were tearing it up down there. I guess they closed down a little bit earlier than they wanted to.
Man, that's what it's all about, though.
How's your old man doing? He doing good?
Yes, sir. Yeah, he's doing good.
Y'all got the other Mustang running too?
Man, it'll be out next year.
Oh, okay.
Right on the motor.
Okay.
Supposed to go check on the motor next week.
So you and old man gonna get it on, father and son, no battles?
Yeah, we're gonna try to do something.
He might give you a little something, huh?
Yes, sir.
As big friends say, down in his ass you go, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the Mustang's looking good, man. You came a long way with that car, man. Every time I see it, it looks better and better and more work getting done to it.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, you're doing a good job, young man. Keep it going.
Thank you.
Now, this is one of the younger guys in our group, man. Young man that has been, he's been, him and his dad have been in the game for a long time.
Oh, wow. Good. My son thinks he's getting my car. He's going to have to pry that car from my cold, dead hands because he ain't getting shit. I'll build the car. Taking my car. He is not taking my car. You can build him a Vega. What's that?
I got those pictures. I'll click them. I got those pictures of that car that you were talking about.
Oh, okay. Hey, Tyson.
Yo.
Listen, man. There was a box on the front door 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
In a little 18-month outfit. You ain't sending shit from Detroit, are you? Trying to be funny. I don't know, man. I'm just checking. I ain't mad at you. I'm just checking.
That's kids.
No,
Hey, Tyson. The only thing I'm gonna send him is an ass whooping. That's the only thing I'm gonna send him.
I'm glad that you got a lot of people from Detroit on here, Cam. So I know I don't have to worry about anybody carrying your ass home when I'm done with you, baby.
Well, you know,
I ain't worried about
that,
man.
Hey, Tyson, Taylor, the old saying goes, it takes some ass to get some ass.
All right, man.
We got
Big Fred on?
Huh?
What's that?
I said we get Big Fred on the show tonight.
Wow, I don't know.
What's up with them, you don't have none of them stickers, Kevin?
Which ones you need, sir?
Grudge Ink stickers? Yeah.
Yeah, I have some this week. Jay Barnes is sending me some this week. I'll have them and I'll get you one. I got to get Tao one. Whoever else wants one, let me know. And I'll get them out.
Yeah, for sure. I want one.
Okay. Well, listen, man. If you get some, make sure you give them to, you know, the guys that are, you know, make sure Tyson gets one. I'll get mine whenever, man. Just take care of the people that are right there that are by you first.
Well, what I'll do is I'll send you a couple, and then I'll get Tyson a couple to give to people, and then we can do it that way.
Right. Yes, ma'am. Appreciate
it. Hey, you know how we do. This is grudging for life.
All right, hey, listen. We're gonna take another call now. We're gonna open up another mic here.
Go ahead.
Coming out of Detroit, the 313-6547. Your mic is live. Who got?
What's up, baby? It's Big Fred in the house.
Oh,
what's happening, there he is.
What's going on? What's up,
hey,
Kev Dale and Kev Tyson?
What's up, Fred?
Y'all all right, man?
Hey, now y'all know Fred is a VP man of Detroit. And we had to go talk to somebody today, me and Fred, and they didn't want to talk to us.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Is it anybody on the air that we know? Wait, let me put it this way. Is it anybody that got whooped last weekend?
No.
Okay, I was just checking. All right.
They had a good memorial, man. That was a good memorial for Hollywood Sam. I did some little taping over there today, and I talked to a few of the guys and their thoughts and their memories of Sam and what they think is what's going to happen in 2013, you know, with him being gone. So hopefully you guys will come together and we can make sure that his spirit lives on, his memory lives on, you know.
Yes, sir.
I hope somebody get that shop and redo it. Keep his memory alive, man. Well, like I told him, we're gonna make sure that happens though, with the car shows and the drag racing and the unity amongst the guys, you know. So it's gonna be hopefully things work out and be good, you know.
Yeah, for I think it'll be a beautiful thing, man. I mean, you know, with you stepping up and coming out and talking to people. Well, I'm talking Buddy on Meatball. He was supposed to call tonight, said he wanted to talk about something tonight.
I don't know what happened to Bond. I didn't even get his number. I went to talking to a lot of other people moving around, and he got right away from me. But he said he was calling in. I just had to set my clock. I came home and took a shower, ate, and went to sleep. And I was just waking up like, man, hold on, what time is it, you know?
Yes,
so maybe he may have did the same thing. You know, we've been up all day running around.
Mm-hmm.
What's been going on, Tyson? Everything good with you?
Oh, yeah, man. I can't complain, Fred.
Okay. Mateo, what's going on the West Coast out there? How the weather is out there?
Well, the weather's got a little shitty out here. You know, we've had a little bit of wind. A couple of days ago, we had some rain. They're like pissing in my cornflakes right now. But it's all right. It's all gone now. But, you know, there's always bumps in the road. Like I told you,
hey,
we got three times the weather out here.
Hey, Fred, you know he rubs it into us every week. He gets on the phone how good the weather's out there. So this weekend I feel a lot better.
The last couple of days has been cool out here. It's been about 72.
Okay, that's good.
He got flip flops and booty shorts on all the time.
Right. I heard Corey's on the line. Corey's still on the line?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
What's up, Corey? Hey, Kale and Tyson. And what's up, Larry? Larry, on
what's going on,
Larry?
Oh,
man, that's beautiful. I'm good, man. I'm good. Just to tell you a little story about Corey and his dad, man. Hey, man, every time I throw a show, they the first ones there, man.
Yes,
the first ones there. I happened to have a little mishap at the White Castle reunion I threw back in the summertime. I didn't want to bring my car. I kept debating because I'm throwing the show and everything, and I had so much stuff going. I'm rushing, so I borrowed somebody else's trailer. So I'm thinking I got the ramp secure. I fired the car to come off the trailer, and it failed. Bam, the ramps failed. The car got stuck. I told him, man, I'm not messing with this. I'm going to leave this damn thing here all day until I get ready to go and get a bunch of people to help push it back up on the trailer. This man and his dad, Jordan, his dad, they went on a jack, blocks and everything, and got some people to help get this car up the trailer. Well, I sure wasn't finna mess with it. We're rushing, you know, but anytime I got a show or anything, man, I get them big props, man. They're supporting everything that I did, man, and I appreciate that, man. And I never really got a chance to tell him that and thank him. You know, I always thank him, but never got a chance to express myself to him and his father and his brother and his mother, man. That's a family, a racing family, man. That is a beautiful thing, man. And, Corey, I just want to let you know, man, I appreciate everything y'all ever done for the Fast Show and Big Fred always, man.
Corey, him and his dad, when I do my show, they're the first ones there.
Yeah, not a problem, fellas.
Hey, Larry, what happened over at 41 today? Anybody from Detroit come over there?
Somebody from Detroit came over there, but I don't know if they got a chance to engage because G Shot was supposed to run somebody from Detroit. And what's the guy's name that got a whole motor car?
Aaron Gold Digger. No, that was I know he's asking about Johnny Quick, but I thought the Gold Digger was supposed to came over to Aaron and the Gold Digger.
I don't know if Johnny Quick went or not.
I don't know if Aaron went either, but I know he was talking about Johnny Quick and the Gold Digger, Aaron's Malibu. Young Money.
I don't think Aaron went.
Little Skin got knocked off. But that six-cylinder Buick, I forget this boy's name. I don't know. It'd be right on the tip of my tongue, and I can't never remember his doggone name. But he'd be with Bookie. The one who got that six-cylinder Buick, he knocked Little Skin off tonight. And Tommy with the white Pontiac, he ended up beating Biz tonight.
Oh, did he? What was Biz? He wasn't driving Little Junior, was he?
Oh, no.
That was
business red car.
What was Skin
driving? I don't know what Skin was driving. You know, they were just giving me the report because I didn't make it. I've been at the house, you know.
But they was calling
me, giving me the report as it went on, you know.
I'm quite sure Smitty probably called in for business and sent on kill camp.
But somebody go, I believe somebody going to call in before we get off this show.
Yeah, I think it might be on the line right now, man. Let me open up. I think Set on Kill might be here. Let me open up a couple of mics real quick.
And then they can give you a thing.
2526. Your mic is live. Who we got? Your mic is live.
This is Detroit here.
Yeah, who we got on the line?
This is Nick Wayne from Neverfield.
What's up, Wayne? Hey, look, we know who got the money. Wayne got the money. He at work tonight.
Hey, can you hear me better now?
Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you, Wayne.
Okay. I was calling in because I was listening to y'all and shit, you know. I was listening to y'all last week when y'all said we wouldn't call in and talk to y'all, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm calling in, checking in with y'all.
Good.
I see y'all was very happy last week, huh? I'm glad we could make y'all happy for damn show.
Wait, you on the show now. Can you explain what happened last week?
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. We took an L,
you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? And I don't want to make excuses and take anything away from Bill. And you know what I mean? Two cars lined up, the lights came down, and one car got to the other end before the other one did. You know what I mean? Much props to Beers. That boy had a good year. What's going on?
Hey, did you guys get rid of the car? Did you guys sell it after?
Say that again?
Did you guys sell the car after the race?
The car is sold. Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it is. So all that was a done deal before the race even happened. So regardless, win or lose, that was going to happen. That wasn't the result of the outcome of that race that day.
Right.
We're going to stop suspension. No more Willy Bars. So down the man up and...
So down on their ass, you finna go on, big fellas.
Oh, yeah, we're going to represent, man. You know...
Hey, Wayne... I'd like to give you props, man, for setting up your team as a businessman. You're doing a good job, man. You're representing.
I'm trying, man. We're trying, man. We just trying to have fun, man. You know, it's Grudge Inc. that brought everybody together, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's just everything's just sweet right now, you know? Y'all should have seen your boy Big Fred down there networking. God damn, that boy be networking.
Oh, yeah.
Fred's
on
the same.
Hey, we gonna do some things with Never Scared, Grudge, Inc. I mean, all the guys, Young Money, Set on Kill. Hey, man, look here, this is going to be big, man. I see it. And I'm a businessman. I see things, and I look forward towards the future, man. When I first heard about this and started listening to the guys talk, man, I know something's going to be very big with this. Like I told the guys last night, I got a sister plant in Mexico. I was talking to them. I'm going down there next week. Hey, look here. I was talking to the guys. They was talking about, man, they was on the internet looking. They live in Hermosillo, Mexico, man, near the Gulf. I'm like, wow, y'all watching stuff way here? They was like, man, hey, we like this. And I don't speak a lot of Spanish, but I understood when the guy was interpreting what they were talking about. I'm like, oh, man. He said, we seen they told us you was on YouTube. I said, what? And again, threw me off with that. I said, wow. So that just tells me right there, man, hey, this is sturdy growing. You know,
we had
Black Sunday one time. We was in St. Louis. They had guys all the way from, and I've never seen a car from Alaska with Alaska plates on it. Tripped me out. I walked by the car and back, and took 2 steps back, had a plate from Alaska. So I know if they had people coming from Alaska for the United Black Drag Racing Association, I know Girls Inc. going to have a lot of them from there. So
I see the big picture, man. We got a connection right now in Alaska. And we're working on right now to hopefully, you know, the guys get. But hey, Wayne, I got a quick question for you, man. You hear the guys are, I mean, what you're doing is making a team, but you hear about guys from the South and the North are recruiting guys from the South and the North to make these teams now?
To join a team?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard of guys, you know, recruiting guys from the guys that are calling people up here from the North, recruiting guys for certain races. And just say,
well,
hey, be a part of our team. What do you think about that?
I mean, I take that as a sign of respect. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
They think if I can't beat you, I might as well join you.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, I switched my car to eighth of mile. I'm just done. I'm done with the quarter, you know. I'm just going to the eighth.
I mean, yeah, everybody got their say on that, man. Me, myself, I prefer the eighth of mile. And it just grew on me, man. You know, it's safer.
Right.
It's easier on your car. You know, why
right.
wouldn't you want to run an eighth of mile?
Right. It is the same thing to me, too, sir. I mean, it's a thing that I guess how they say either you got to join the crowd or you guys should probably help with that or not be a part of the crowd, you know?
Right. And anybody who really drove a fast car, they know after you pass the age, you just get the ride anyway.
Right. And that's what I explain to guys. You know, that little car I got, once you pass the age, you get to dance and moving around. I got
yeah.
the point. Hey, I was trying to tell you, fuck that. I'm done with that.
Yeah. Well, that's what makes tennis tires so popular down south because you don't have to go that whole quarter mile. Some of these cars up here with these tennis tires, I mean, with all this technology, you can do it. But, man, who want to hit that wall at 160, 170? And God forbid with these turbo tires going 200. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. I'm with you 100%.
Yeah. I was listening to y'all, man. I like the show, man, you know. Feel free to call me anytime y'all want to talk, man, and I got to get back to work.
Hey, Wayne, is there a new for us? We're looking for Meatball. We don't have Meatballs, but Meatball said he has to get something off his chest tonight.
Meatball got to be to work about 4:30 in the morning, I think.
Okay, all right, we won't worry about it. Yeah, he says I'm calling tonight.
Hey, one other question right quick. Is it true that the Jimbo, the Red Mustang, is still in the family, from what I understand?
Nope, it's
going to
have a bad company sticker on it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That ain't too far out the Camlin. I mean, that's a cousin of the family, okay.
It's a red-haired stepchild.
Right. Okay, I got you. That's
well,
what's
hey,
up.
Wayne, man, we really like
yeah.
to thank you, man, for calling the show, and I know you're busy and took your time out, so we really appreciate that, but, man, you're doing a hell of a job, man. Keep your team growing, brother.
I appreciate it. Y'all keep on doing what y'all are doing. Keep this shit moving, and I'll holler at y'all.
All right,
thanks,
Wayne.
Thanks for calling in.
Not a problem.
Hey.
we're gonna open up the line. We're gonna open mic right now. 213-036 Mic is live. What's that?
We got some background noise, guys. Hey, Corey, is that you? Hit your mute mic real quick.
No, that ain't me.
Okay. We got somebody with some kids or something, TV behind.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it right now. Let me see. 313-0363. Your mic is live. Who we got?
Yeah, that's me, Cedric from Motor City.
What's up with Cedric? Hey, man, hold on a minute.
What's up, bro?
Hey, man, this is my boy right here. Hey, Big Fred, you know who this is, don't you?
Who's that?
Cedric.
What's up, Fred?
The Firebird, that badass Firebird, but then we went out to go see, what's his name? With the Monte Carlo. What's his name?
The Red Firebird?
Sammy. Yeah, we went out to see.
What's up, Lev? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, Fred. How you doing?
Oh, yeah, that's a bad machine you got.
He's getting there, man. You know, it's a process, you know.
Yeah, but I appreciate that, though. Yeah, I thank you very much. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try to do a little more to it over the winter time so I can, get him 100% or close to it anyway.
Hey, it look a lot better than that Monte Carlo tonight.
Well, you never know till you line them up, man, you know.
Well, you know, Big Fred is a VP, man. He was trying to work it out tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, listen. Hey, listen, man. I just opened up a mic right now because I've been wondering where this guy's been. Sleep, you there?
I'm right here, K.O. What's going on, my brother?
Man, where you been, man?
Man, I've been down at the Batcave, man, trying to get this money together, man, so I can get the busy on this truck of mine, man. But first off, I want to say what's going on to Big Fred. I was listening to the show last week, and I heard he's down in Macon looking for me, man. I was down that hole trying to get these pennies together.
Yeah, man, I was sure asleep. I was sure looking for you, man. I looked for you, Larry. I seen everybody else. I said, let me find Sleepy. Let me find Larry. And I walked the pits. I'm interviewing people, talking to people, asking, hey, where's Sleepy at? Anybody see Larry or Sleepy? They ain't seen him here yet. So let me go and walk. I went all the way to that cotton field down there, to the other end out of the track. People would park down there, come back around. And I said, maybe I'd have missed him. Yeah, I did. The interview with the people in the crowd. You'll see once I get the DVD together and this footage together, I'm asking, has anybody seen Sleepy? Anybody seen Larry from Chicago? They're like, no. And I think it was a couple of people said, oh, I don't think Sleep's here. And I think these guys from Chicago told me Larry wasn't there. So I was like, okay. I said, well, I missed them this time. But I remember meeting you at 131, but No Limit back in the summer. I interviewed you when you first got there, and they introduced me to you, Big Fred from the Fast Show. So I did see you, but I never met Larry, though. So I was trying to put some faces to the names, you know.
Yeah, I understand, man, but yeah, I was trying to get these little workouts together, man. I'm back on my proper schedule now, so I'll be able to get back on the shows again, man. But I've been listening on the internet, man. It made me feel good to know that old Kev and my brother Taylor in California been missing me, man. But I'm back on the set now.
I'm glad you're back, man, boy, because my ratings have dropped. I haven't been able to sleep at night. Man, you went
MIA
on me, and at least you're back now.
Hey, man, like I said, I've been listening on the internet, man. Don't think I ain't been missing my girl against family, man. But like I said, I'm trying to get things together so I can get work on that truck, man. I'm ready to come out and play, too, you know.
Hey, Sleepy, now you ain't done the show, we know, in a little bit because you've been busy. But is there anything that you would like to talk about tonight with the fans?
Yeah, you know what I want to talk about, Kev? I want to talk about my Grudge Inc. family, man. I didn't know that the brothers had me in their heart like they do, man. It really touched me when I've been listening to the shows and hearing you and Tayo and a couple of other guys, Big Fred and all you guys, been wondering about where I'm at, man. That made me feel real good, man. Like, I've been missing the show, but at the same token, you know, we got to do what we got to do to support our families, you know, and
yes,
that's what I've been up to, you know.
Now, hey, I like to tell some guys this, Sleepy. is a long friend of mine from the Chi-Town, moved to Alabama. But this man opened his heart up to all of us and said, you guys come on down. I got plenty of room for you guys to park and sleep at, you know. And I want everybody to know that, man, the man is not no joke. He's saying what he had to say. And, you know, look him up sometime. Talk to him.
Hey, Sleepy, you know we sent the car from California down to Macon.
Yeah, man, I heard it was you sell a tough customer down there, man. The three lawyers say he didn't want none of them problems, man. Like I said, I've been listening, man. I've been listening.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of felt bad for him, but that, you know, he didn't get a chance to really get into anything he wanted to. But you know what? Yeah, he went down there and he got to meet some good people. And you know what? That's what's going to spread the word about Grudge. And Chad's a good dude, and you know what? And he wants to race. He wants. I mean, he's bitten, man. It's in his blood, and that's what he wants to do, man. And God bless him, man. Drive 2,300 miles. I know that drive. Remember, I came to Detroit.
Yes, sir. I remember you came to Detroit, and my buddy had me to look you up, man. I mean, I ain't heard from him in a while, man. You can't get my buddy on the show. You know, Jamie don't never call in, huh?
No, he did in the beginning.
I'm
going to
cut you right now for y'all, man.
I guess he's found other opportunities that keep him from dialing that number, baby.
Okay, well, I sure appreciate him introducing me to you. Like I said, he's the one that had me look you up, K.O., and you've been like a brother to me ever since, man, you know?
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, listen, I'm going to be coming down in February to the Black, was it Black Tuesday?
Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm going to come down, man.
Well, I'm going to get a chance to see you again, man, because I already put in for it. I already told him. I told him it was a family reunion, so I'm quite sure I'm going to be able to make it. I went over to book them reservations early, man, so I'm going to be looking forward to getting with you, Tail.
And we're going to take a picture with each other, and then you're going to take and celebrate. This is my first cousin, Tail, from California.
That's right, man, but make sure when you come, you got to leave those sandals at home.
Sleepy, we sure glad you got that straightened out tonight.
Man, let me tell you something, man. I mean, I've been missing you from y'all, man. You know Grudge Inc. is my family, man. Like I said, I kind of felt bad having to listen to it over the internet, but that's all I could do at the time, you know. But like I said, I done got that little month probation thing over with at the job now, so I got back on the schedule that I wanted to be on, man. So now, you know, I'm back in the family.
Hey, baby, we're glad. Is the family, everybody doing good at home?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I text your buddy. Man. We'll see if he calls in. I just texted him.
Okay, yeah, I was just wondering, man, because like I said, he was the person that had me to look Tail up that time when Tail was down visiting from California. Now I'm looking forward to all of us making a trip that way, man. I'm really looking forward to that.
Hey, well, you know what? It's in the works right now. You know what? It looks like it's going to be Vegas that we're shooting for. We just gotta make some arrangements out there, but I think it's gonna be Vegas.
I hope it worked out, man, cause I would love to come that way, man. I've never been to California, man, but I'd love to make a trip down there with the Grudge Inc. family, man. That'd be something to be talked about for a long time.
Well, you know what, Sleep? If you're gonna make the Vegas race, fly out a few days, stay with me here in California, man. I swear to God, man, I'll have you wearing flip flops and waxing down your surfboard, baby. I'm telling you.
Hey, I tell you what, man, there won't be nothing I'm scared to try. So, like I said, when y'all get that set up, man, I'll definitely come that way.
And I'm gonna bring a pair of them little short shorts for Tyson to wear out there too, baby.
Tyson on the line.
Yeah, he's here.
What's happening, Sleepy?
Tyson, what's going on, my brother?
Oh, man, staying out the way.
Stay in the way, man. I stay in the way. Don't stay out the way. Stay in the way, man. It's good hearing from you.
Hey,
y'all.
This Sleepy and Big Fred show tonight, I'm sitting back. I'm relaxing.
I tell you what, man. I couldn't believe it, man. I told my wife when I was sitting up listening to the show, And I heard Big Fred say he was looking for me and asking everybody where I was at. I said, boy, that just goes to show you, man. It is some people out here that be thinking about a little sleepy, man. But I ain't going nowhere,
man.
Yeah, man. I'm back, man. I'm back.
What's funny, Sleepy, he said he went back there in them cotton fields looking for you. What, he thought you was picking cotton?
I really should have did with that dirt hole. He just found me down there in one of those coal mines with dirt on my nose trying to get paid.
You're right.
Yeah, man, but like I said, man, I told the wife, I said, well, I'm definitely going to get on the show tonight because, like I said, I wanted to give big up to my buddy Fred and Tao and Kev and Tyson and let y'all know, man, I'm still around, man. I ain't going nowhere, man. This girl drink for life, baby.
Well, boy,
you know, you
helped start this show.
You know, Sleep, the whole thing is like, I love it when you come on the show, even though I know you're listening, because when I see your number on the board, man, I know you're there, man. And from day one, you've been with us.
Hey, I'm not going nowhere, Taylor. Like I said, man, you good people, man. You my brother from another mother, man. You there, you here, and I'm there. You know what I'm saying? But we going to always be family, man, no matter what.
That's for sure. I mean, I can't wait to come down there and see everybody. I don't know what they're going to do when we all get together down there, man.
It's going to be a family union, man. It's going to be a good deep family union, man. If we get a chance, like Big Fred said, to put all the faces with the names, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Big Fred.
Yo.
Can you work on that, doing a family union at Girl Geek? Can you work on that for us?
Man, you know I can put it together, bro. You know,
well,
I can put it together.
I wanted to say this, if everybody remind me, said, I heard that Big Fred had a meeting with Obama, and he thanked Fred for getting all the votes for him going over the country. So we know you can make it do what it do, baby.
Man, I preached Obama to everybody. I went to the nursing homes. I was at the food banks, at the hospitals, at the gym, at the auto parts. I'm telling you, on the bus. I ain't caught the bus and I don't know when, man. I got on the bus and was talking to people. So, you know, I did my part for the campaign.
You was networking, Fred.
You know, somebody told me, hey, Tyson, you know, somebody told me, he said, yeah, you did that for your stepdaddy, too, and put him in office, and look what he did, though. I said, well, you know, hey, one monkey don't stop no show. I said, hey, you know,
right.
I thought Dave was going to do right, you know, but Dave was a businessman. He was not a politician. First of all, he's a businessman, so he went into the politics with the wrong mindset. So with that being said, I said we got what we voted for. Now we just got to look for the next mayor of Detroit, and hopefully he do right.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what, guys? This is me, and I want to speak on this real quick. I know out in California that we're working on getting that track. Jay Barnes is helping us, but Fred, me, you, and Tyson. Sleepy and Taylor, we need to get on the phone with Jay Barnes this week, and we need to see. And matter of fact, Paul, we need to work on this thing, Detroit. I see that land sitting over there, man, on the east side at the airport. It's just falling, it's going to waste. But Detroit is saying, ask for money, money, money. But you know what? What Detroit don't realize is that all the cars in Detroit. I mean, when I did the show last year. And I was asking about them two Chryslers. Man, I was telling Tell, them some G-Shot, them some of the beautiful cars I've seen in my life.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Y'all was like, man, the guys, they just say, I never seen another track or nothing.
You talking about James, that yellow Duster in that swing, that James Rowe and his friend. Yeah, those was immaculate cars, man.
Man, I'm telling you, Tayo, the man is telling the truth. Them are the most beautiful cars I've seen in my life. Mo Power.
He's a Chrysler man. All his cars like that.
Right. All of every car he ever had was like that.
Immaculate cars. I mean, these cars are. What's that guy that sells cars out in Arizona? What's his name? The Scottsdale that be out there. What's his name that does that show on ESPN selling cars?
Hey, Jackson.
Derek,
oh, you're talking no. You know, you're talking about Chip Foose.
No, Bear Jackson. I'm saying, man, these cars.
Oh, the car,
These two cars I've seen, if I had to tell Fred, those are the most beautiful cars I've ever seen in my life. Man, those two cars go to Barry Jackson and bring a lot of money. And Fred would tell you that. Ed Tyson was ever in some beautiful fucking cars.
Oh, James Rowe, yeah, he always has some beautiful cars.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about
that.
I want to put this out there that I'm looking for a Dodge, a 67 Dodge A100 pickup truck. You know the little red wagon, the wheel stander?
Right.
So anybody online or anybody who's listening on the internet, if they have one for sale, they know somebody, let me know.
Man, I can find it for you.
Because, Tyson, that's going to be my next grudge car. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
That'll be something unique. That'll be something you won't see many of.
I'm going to strap a rocket in the back of that thing.
Wee.
What kind of fuel? I'm going to say I got rocket fuel. That's what kind of fuel.
Hey, Kev.
Yes, sir.
You were talking about a track. You were talking about a track for Detroit. Actually, I was approached by several people by me having ties to the Detroit City Council and the mayor's office about talking to him about a track. But what I was told as I did investigate this, that that we need to have some kind of a proposal put together stating what we're doing, where's the land, the surrounding areas of the land, and to put this proposal together and present it. Now, I was told by several prominent people when David had to open city hall meeting, town hall meetings, and they was trying to see what they can do to generate revenue for the city, and I talked to Paul about that too, because I think he had put something together, and we never actually got back together on it. And then I was approached by the mayor, DeAndre Windham, of Highland Park, where I gave the car show this summer. And he said, well, about the land, did I have anything in mind and where we could put a track in Highland Park? And he was saying, well, maybe we'll have enough room to do a quarter mile track. But like I told him, with this eighth mile racing going on right now, and it's becoming very popular here in the Motor City in the Midwest, that an eighth mile track would be just as good. You know, like I told him, any track right now would be better than none. So
yes,
he told me that he was going to get with me, and this was back in August, but I talked to him a few weeks ago, and he asked me had I came up with anything. I told him, no, I have been dragging my feet a little bit. And I said, but I got to get with some other guys, and let me see what they had available. But then he tell me they had some property out in, I want to say, it wasn't Auburn Hills, where they had their tree farm at. And they were trying to figure out what they were going to do with their tree farm. And that's from Auburn Hills. That's not bad either, you know. I said, but we got to see about the city ordinance and about, the noise thing. That, like I told him, if Roger Pinsky couldn't put a track in the city of Detroit, who was a multi-mega
millionaire. Billionaire,
and he couldn't pull it off. You know, he couldn't pull it off at the state fairgrounds. But
yeah, I remember that. Hey, Fred, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I when I was driving the funny car, we raced at Detroit Dragway. What happened to that track? Is it still there, or did they build on it? It's still there, why can't you get that fired back up again?
That
was a great track.
Yeah, the developers bought that land and put out houses and condos and townhouses on that property.
Oh,
that's gone.
Okay, all right.
But then there's another track here. Tao, you're from Detroit originally?
No. I'm born and raised out here in Southern California.
Well,
I couldn't stand the cold.
They had a track called Motor City Dragway. I think it's near Mount Clemens.
Yeah,
and everybody keeps telling me it's still there. He said, a lot of people say, man, that track is still there. He said, but it's still there.
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Fred, if you're not too busy, can we get together? Maybe Tyson Goers, we got to take pictures of it. It is still there. The guy
yeah, I heard
who does all my
chassis
work on my car, he used to race there. Dr. James yeah. always told me about that truck. He said he closed it down in 1982.
Oh, did they? I don't know. I just heard, always heard guys talk about they could leave one track and go to leave Detroit and go to Motor City or leave Motor City and go to Detroit. Like I'm saying, Motor City, where
yeah,
is
I heard
that?
Those, I heard them stories.
Yeah, guess I get my butt whooped there and leave there and go get in and race at Detroit Drag. Well, I'm like, wow, that's drag racing. You know, but
I think we should all
yeah,
start
maybe.
Playing Powerball. I think we should all start playing Powerball and make hit that sucker and build tracks wherever we want to build it.
Yeah, that would be great. Because that's the same. Like I said, this is the Motor City. Yeah, we don't have a track representing the Motor City. You know,
well, you
yeah,
know my,
I agree.
Hey, Fred Taylor, you know, my intake was it really pissed me off from my personal, you know, aspect was, okay, we lost Detroit Dragway, right? And we took that for a couple of years. But here it is, Ford, Chrysler, General Motors all did test on that track. And why are they not helping us out to get on the track? Who's going to lose? Half their employees, 50% of their employees of Ford, Chrysler, General Motors, they drag race. Why would they still live and help us? You know,
yeah,
why
I mean, that used to be, in the 60s, that was their backyard. That was their playground when they take their production cars and just trailer them over to the track and run them and see what they did, brought them back and made them quicker. I don't,
right.
You know what? I think because corporate America don't care about rates and winning on Sunday and selling cars on Monday, that philosophy's kind of gone out the window now because probably the Japanese and the Germans and everybody else we import cars from, it got like that, and they forgot what made them strong. I mean, they come back with it, you know, now with the Challenger and the Mustang and the Camaros and everything, but not like it was, you know, where you can the car you were racing on Sunday, you can go buy right on the showroom floor on Monday. That same Hemi Challenger you could buy at the dealership.
Right, but I think one of the biggest things now is with the newer cars, you know, we love them. But, you know, you take, for instance, you can buy a brand new, you say, let me give a good scenario, everybody. You can buy a 69 Camaro, 70 Chevelle. And if you had half the mechanic sense to, you know, swap out a camshaft intake or something like that, put some headers on it, you know, guys were buying those cars. But these cars nowadays, you know, we have to take them to someone who knows how to work a computer, knows how to tune them, knows how to do this and that. And I think, to me, the big three have basically put it back to where, okay, we put money, we're going to return it right back to us, you know, dealership to have this stuff done. You know, also like to thank, too, guys, we had Harold Martin show up to the fundraiser dinner for Hollywood Sam. And Harold Martin is—he has a special edition Camaro built by General Motors now, and it's one of the nicer cars. So I would like to thank, you know, Harold Martin for what he's done. That's what we need to get with Harold Martin to help us out. You know, I mean, I think he could help us out. What do you guys think?
Well, I think with all the legends that are out of Detroit and raced in Detroit. Don't they still, I don't want to say have a voice, but I mean, don't they still have pull? Like, you know, Yorba Linda is like about 35 minutes from me where John Forrest lives. You know, I don't know if he's ever been approached, but I think if we wanted to build a track somewhere and got a hold of John Forrest and say, listen, we need a name to get out there. And he's the type of guy, I don't know if you guys ever met this guy or not, but man, this guy's just, he loves what he does, and if he can promote a track or help a track get built, and it's just, you know, during the racing season, getting a hold of this guy as soon as the season's done, you know, they're already testing and tuning for the Winter Nationals. But I think if you get somebody with a name and you get somebody that's been in the business, and believe it or not, I'm on my Facebook. Shirley Muldowney is a friend of mine on Facebook. and she wants to get back into racing at 70 years old. You know, but,
wow.
But there's somebody who's got a name, recognition. I mean, you get someone like that behind you to start, you know, rattling some cages and push some buttons, especially in Detroit where she used to get motors and stuff like that from.
Well, as quiet as it kept, we heard that, we heard a rumor that Hollywood Sam helped her out. She needed things, and he helped her out. I don't know how much recognition he got off the deal, but he was there to help her out.
Sure.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, I mean, I don't know how true it is, but, you know, Sam.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying how to get somebody. But we're talking about getting somebody, you know, to help get a track. You know,
well, you know what? I that's something that I think that you. I mean, I'm not a homebred Detroit guy, but I'm a part of the Motor City. That's something I think you got to talk with Tyson and Big Fred about. You know, I mean, I think these guys are willing to to take your input and work on it.
Now, what about now? And is this stuff I've just seen, Tyson? Maybe you and Fred could answer this. Is there a part or on the outskirts of Detroit where it's just I don't want to say abandoned homes. I don't know the pictures that I've seen were like houses that were burned down and just not torn down.
Right. Well, it's plenty land. It's just the location. I mean, not really on the outside. There's plenty of locations, but it's all about politics. Like I said, I had Derek Coleman, NBA basketball legend, Terry Mills races mm-hmm. every week at the track.
Right.
And I talk with those guys about it, and there is property. But it's about obtaining the property. Just like now they had the property down in Delray, down in Southwest Detroit. Now they're fighting about it for the bridge, you know. That would have been a prime area right down there, man. Right down there. Well, nothing down there, you know. But it's all about some dollars and cents and who has what. So that's what we got.
We'll get their hand palm the best, you know.
Right, and that's what it's about. Actually, find a prime location and put that proposal together and presenting it to the powers to be. But that's something that we're going to work on 2013 for sure, man. Because, like I said, I'm going to put some good people out there I know that want to be involved in that. And you spoke with Kel, you spoke about Harold Martin. And my take on Harold Martin is I've talked with the man before. A couple of years ago when I was really trying, I was asking him how to get sponsored, how he'd go about getting sponsored, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he talked to me good because he knew I worked for Dave Bing, and he knew, and Kirk Lewis, the Dave, the vice mayor, him and Kirk were roommates in college. So he actually did talk with me pretty good, but as I talked with him and, you know, in fellowship with him, I was seeing that he was really trying to figure out for me to get with those guys so he can get a sponsor for himself instead of helping the little guy. And that's why I never seen him, as we talk about him helping the little guy. Now, I heard he helped Tony Butts out, but he was kind of expensive. And I'm saying to myself now, with all this racing going on, all these local racing with these fast cars that make those events, why wouldn't he took a couple guys up under his wing, up under his banner, and let them fly his colors and help them get out there? I'd never seen that with him.
Yes, sir.
You know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Tyson maybe can correct me, but I've never seen it.
You are, because he helps Tony, and Tony ended up having to pay him.
What?
He had to pay. Yeah. He helped Tony, and Tony had his car out to his shop, and they were doing some work to it. And while his car was out to his shop, Harold sent him a bill in the mail.
What?
Yes, sir. He had to pay that man.
Mm-hmm.
All that
Come
stuff.
On,
he thought he
man.
Was helping him free with gas and plugs and helping him with his car. Tony had to pay that man. a man sent him a bill in the mail and done it at the right time because his car was at his shop. So he didn't have, he couldn't do nothing but pay the man to get his car back.
Yeah, because Tony was a top contender back in the days. You know, even, you know, going up that I knew of, but still, he was one of the top contenders in the fast car street shootout they had, right?
Yeah, he won a couple of those shootouts. And he had, you know, he was, like he said, he thought, you know, that Harold was trying to help him and, you know, put him on a different level. And Harold was like, yeah, okay, yeah, go on and get it. And everything he was getting, he was charging. He was writing on the bill, so much gas, so much plugs. My labor are helping you, motors I done built. And he sent him a ridiculous bill in the mail. But he didn't have no choice but to pay it because his car was out of his shop.
Right. Now, does Tony still have the GTO that was straight out of car?
Yeah, he still
Tony's doing a lot to help. Now, I want to say this, and if you quote me if I'm wrong, but Tony's doing a lot to help the youth in the garage racing, isn't he?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, I'm just saying, I know Little Will, I don't know, you know, Little Will, and you know, I'm just saying, I just thought, you know, you guys.
Well, like I said, everybody, they have their camp, you know, the Bus Motorsports camp. So, you know, that being said, Little Will is part of the Bus Motorsports camp. And that's the only, you know, car that I've seen. Now, tonight I was told by Big Shorts himself, all three cars will be out this year. The Malibu, the Camaro, and the Wheels car. So
and Abe's Cutlass.
Yeah, and Abe's Cutlass. So he said all their cars will be at the track at the same time. So it won't be no crazy places.
Detroit Fred Truck. I mean, which car is Abe's car? They wasn't that rare when you used to be at the track all the time in mining, was it?
No, old Cutlass. It's a real nice car. Real nice car. It's a gold 980 Cutlass.
Is that the one that he brought from Wayne? I met Wayne. We're not putting you in this. But I'm just saying. I know Wayne had a real nice car to go when he sold.
He didn't buy that from Wayne. Actually, it was out there camp. A guy named Rodney out there camp.
Out of Wayne camp?
No, out of Bus Motorsports.
Okay. Well, you know, guys, I was glad to get, you know, Wayne on the show to, you know, finally get up and speak what he had to say about it. But I regardless of what people, you know, may think or say, but Wayne's doing, I mean, the man is putting on the camp. I mean, he's like Tony Bynum, he's doing the business, you know. And
you know, Wayne's been in the game a long time, man. You know, this ain't his first going around with this.
Okay.
He done had some quick cars back in the day, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
He always had a quick, especially the grudge car, that Mustang, that Mo car. He had the STN pickup.
Out more doing it now since this grudge stuff going on. He can showcase more. Back then, it was just mainly highlighted, you know, street racing. All the street racing guys knew.
Mm-hmm.
Who had the fast cars and stuff like that. But now, you know, since Grudge Inc. came along, a lot of guys, you know, that's been out, you know, stepping their game up and actually showing the world what they can do. And, you know, he one of them, you know.
Now, Johnny Quick, is he actually part of Ride or Die?
I don't know what they got going over there. You know, I done seen Ride or Die with Johnny Quick shirts on, so I don't know, you know.
I like to give them guys a shout too. I mean, Ride or Die, they've been in the game for a long time, you know, and they're doing their thing, man. You know, I'm speaking on the guys from my hometown, you know, I mean, and I heard of some young cats got some nice cars and doing the thing, some newer cars.
Oh, yeah.
Can I interrupt y'all for a second?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead, Larry. Go ahead, Larry. What's up, man?
I had a question I wanted to ask y'all. We had a, what was that? We had a Grudge Inc. program that I can recall in Chicago and one down in Macon. Did we ever have one in the Motor City yet?
131, kind of
well,
possible.
131, but not in miles or nothing like that.
No,
but that was an official grudge show. Yeah.
Hey, Fred, I don't know.
I was asking because I didn't remember a Grudge Inc. event that was down there because
no.
I know every Grudge Inc. event that we had, all of us had our Grudge Inc. stuff on to represent. So, and I was trying to remember. I had went to Milam once and I went to Martin, three times, and I was just trying to remember that have we ever held a Grudge Inc. event down there.
No, it wasn't Grudging.
No, I think Fred and Fred don't mind me speaking, but Fred cut me off. I think Fred and Meatballs work on it right now.
I knew that Fred knew. That's why I was directing that question to Fred because I know Fred tried to keep up with everything, and I thought that I would ask that question because I was trying to remember because. I know one time we went down there, it was a group of us, but I don't know if that was, it was.
Well, I know Lil Tony, him and Slouch, I guess that's his Grudge Inc. governor. I don't know, you know, because he be doing stuff down there. So I don't know, you know, do that.
Well, for 2013, Lil Tony and Slouch, they're going to put on a Grudge Inc. event at Martin, Michigan. It won't be at Milam. It will be at Martin, Michigan, from what I understand. They have some dates that they got, and Slouch just has to get everything put together with Little Tony, but nothing at Milam. Larry, you and your little brother came, you and Leroy came. I think that was that Pritchard Brothers shootout they had with the white boys and all
that.
That's
what it was.
Now here's a question I want to ask you guys. Because I've only been to Milam, and I haven't been to Martin or anything like that. These tracks, these local tracks, how's the question I want to ask? Are they familiar with Jay Barnes, or does Jay know them as far as running Grudge Inc. events at these tracks too? Or is there a track that
they know about Grudge Inc. now? I'm quite sure. I know Martin does, and I'm quite sure Milam does too. And I'm quite sure Milam and those people Milam they listen to these shows as well. Believe that, because the Grudge Inc. name is out there, man. And people,
I'm surprised.
They said the track will be, if I'm not mistaken, it'll be 131. It's going to be a Grudge Inc. Hosting that Grudge Inc. event.
Yeah, 131 and. And was that 41 for it? They've been considered as a Grudge Inc. truck.
I think with all us being from different states, everybody should make those people familiar with Jay Barnes since he is the head of our organization. You know, once they do that, then everything can be worked out because that's what happened with Cherry and Jay Barnes. They introduced them, they got them hooked up, and so far and so on, we had that North versus South event, and it was such a wonderful thing. We had so much fun, it didn't make any sense. They had a wonderful event down in Macon, Georgia. When we got together in Detroit, in Martin, it was hard for me to say, but I will say this much. Martin has a premier track. It is. Martin. Martin has a premier track. It's going to take somebody. It's going to be hard to beat them.
Hey, Fred, Big Fred.
Yeah.
You are working with Lil Tony and another one Slouch on the Grudge Inc. thing over there, right?
Well, we talked about it. It's not official, but I did put it out there that I'm available to help him and help get the word out. And I'm quite sure Tony, like I said, he's a businessman. He has a lot of things going on. So I probably will be working with him kind of closely and Slouch to help to pull this off.
I like to say this tonight, too, not afraid to cut you off. So everybody know who Big Fred is. Big Fred is a part of the marketing for Grudge Inc., as well as me and him. We are two people who work for marketing on the Grudge Inc. thing. Fred has been working on this side. I've been mostly working with the West Coast. And so Fred has took over on the East Coast, you know, and everybody, you know, thank him for what he's doing. I mean, a man is really, man, you guys understand what you got to do to keep this thing going, man. I mean, it's like, you know, sometimes I tell like, well, I can't go out tonight because I got to be on this show. I got to go this track, that track, you know. And you know, Jay Barnes is in a lot. And, one thing I like about Jay Barnes is, man, that he's just putting his money in. He's not making the rapper's deal. And I get tired of people saying, well, Jay Barnes is making this and that. Jay Barnes ain't making shit. He's putting his money up to do this thing. So we need to give some love back to Jay Barnes. And I'm going to be honest with you. Detroit Fred, you know, he's seen it for himself. Tyson's seen it for himself. All the guys in the phone right now, we have one hell of a conversation about grudging, and this is what we need to let people know.
You know, one thing I like about, you know, the whole situation that Jay Barnes did, you know, because a lot of us, man, we had it's a lot of us got real nice cars, man. But, some of us was at the turning point, man, where either it was coming down to us bracket racing or getting in the class. And a lot of us can't afford no class racing. You know what I mean?
No, we can't.
You had to upgrade, do this on your car every year. You had to do this. You had to do that. So this grudge thing came along, man, and it made guys that can afford to go out and have fun and bet a little bit of money and do the stuff they used to, you know, love to do, the way we used to do it on the street. That's bringing a whole lot of people out. Like, hell, I can afford to play around now, you know?
Right. We moved into a safe environment. No street racing. Moved to a safe environment.
Tyson, here's my question.
Guys,
go ahead, babe. Go ahead.
I was just saying, you know, if you look at it, you know, the Grudge Inc. is guys that used to street race. You know what I mean? It's guys that used to street race. So now this stuff getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, a lot of guys that done put their cars up and said, man, I'm done with this shit. I can't. Now they bringing them back out like, well, I can't race.
Right.
So I can't
go to the track. That's nice. What I like to say is, too, I mean, to all you guys, too, is that, you know, I want to give Biz his prop. Biz had a show, and his show has been about the little guys. You know, some of us don't have that money to bet. But see, what people don't realize is that one person's not betting. It's like Wayne. Wayne has a camp. He might have 10 guys there with X amount of money to make that bet. So it's just not Wayne making that bet.
It ain't about the big money. You can bet what you can afford.
Yes, sir.
Get
in where you fit in. If you got $1,000 you can afford to bet, hey, that's what you bet. You got $500. You got $200. Get in where you fit in.
But,
you know,
Fred and everybody, this is my entire, this is my big thing. I think we kind of had a conversation with a couple guys, you know, today. Me and Fred did. You know, what's the deal with this guy? Okay, I'm getting started. What's the deal with this guy who wants to outbet me? Here I got. Me and my brother came with $1,500. Now he wants to bet $5,000, but here I got $1,500 in the race.
He don't want to race. That's why he's doing it.
I call that a fake ass race.
Exactly. I agree with you, Tyson. You don't want to race.
That's a fake ass race.
Yeah, he wants to buy himself out of the race.
He's just buying himself out of the race.
But you told him, bet. We got to, here you go. I've seen that before, too, with guys, but we're going to run for $3,000 to $4,000. Guys said, well, I only got like $500 to $600. But then if somebody stepped, one of them other guys stepped up, bet the rest, I got it. The $5,000. Now what? Then it's another step, you know? So, yeah that guy didn't want to raise the fake ass races.
That's all.
I agree.
You know what?
When I go race him,
this is what I tell him, Kev. And when they say, hey, how much you want to race for?
look, I got between $0 and $7,000 with me. So I can cover anything you want in there. If you want to do it for $1,500, we can do it for that.
So
if they start jumping up the prices, if they start jumping up on you, well, we want to do it for $10,000, then you're a bitch. That's all you are. Because if you don't, you just want to work your way out of it. You want to hear yourself talk.
And I think we all agree on that, but I think what we're saying is that, okay, let me give you some news. I'm going to cut this real quick if I can. Say, for instance, me and Tyson, we want to get down, right? And I say, well, Tyson, I got $1,000. And Tyson says, I'm just giving some news to everybody in the grudge world. You know, Tyson, I got $5. I can't ring unless you got $5.
Right.
I looked at it back in the days, guys. Remember we used to bracket race? Remember we used to go fucking 5 rounds, you know, just to get 1,200? I look at it this way. I'm not trying to cut the game.
You know the difference is, Ken?
Yes, sir.
You know the difference between that?
Mm-hmm.
Now is they scared to lose.
That's what it
okay.
is. You know what I'm saying? They scared to lose.
And
but
I
it don't make you know less of a man if you lose. It's just telling people like, hell, he'll race, he'll get down. Win, lose, or draw, he gonna race. And a lot of guys is scared. They want to be on that pedestal, but they scared to get in there. And when they lose, you know what I mean? They can't take it. You know, so that's I think a lot of guys they scared to get in the ring because they scared to lose.
You know, remember a few weeks ago when DJ Grant called on the show and I was telling DJ, I said, you know, DJ, I'll race your car head up, but this is the only slip in the race. There can't be any daylight between your front tire and the ground at all.
And that was a good one. And
you know what? And we laughed about it, but in the back of my head, I was thinking, please don't say okay. Please don't say okay. Please don't say okay. You know, but that's just a subtle message saying, hey, you know what? I'm not afraid to race your car. But, you know, there's guys who want to race because they got to try a race. If DJ would have said, you know what, Tail? We could do that. I would have to try that race because I don't think he could get that car down the track without a tire coming up, even a half inch. And I'll have cameras on the wall all the way down, get it frame by frame. But, you know, it's like, well, for someone, if you say, hey, I got $1,500, what do you want to do? Well, I'll do it for $5,000. That's just a punk. That's a punk ass bitch. You don't want to race. He don't want nothing to do because he can't win. Or he's afraid to lose.
Well, I think, Fred, a big Fred.
Yeah.
Was that kind of what Meatball was talking about tonight, in a certain extent, when we were all sitting there talking tonight over at Hollywood Sam's?
You know, I can't even remember. I remember filming him talking about it. I can't remember what he said he wanted to talk about, get off his chest. I don't even remember, Kev.
Listen, in saying that, now, if you were to go to take that race with Crazy Horse, $1,500, I could see him laughing because he's not going to race that car for $1,500. You know what
right.
I mean? Or I shouldn't say he won't, but for that kind of car, that's not the kind of money that car should be making or be racing for.
Well, hold on now.
You know what I mean?
I got another one for you. If your car is sitting there all day, which I got back to the guys, I'm not asking nobody to pick my side. What I'm saying is that I remember back in the day we used to bracket race. I mean, I speak on Fred and Tyson, they got a lot more money, and you mentioned, Mr. Russo, you got money in your car, but we used to beat our cars for 5, 6, 7 rounds just to get $1,000. But here I can walk over to Fred and talk to him like a gentleman and say, Fred, can we get down for $1,000? And all he can say is yes and no. Or what we're saying is that the guy you approach or he approaches you says, all I got, can we race? I'm not no badass, but I'm not scared to race nobody if we can make it right.
I mean, if I'm wrong, you're
right about that. Like I told the guy, we used to go to the track, and it was Sammy and Showdown and True Blue and Freeman and guys said, look here, man, I got $500 of my own money I came out here to play with today. I'm going to give me a $200 race first, and Ray give me a $300 race next if I win, you know. And I watched it one time. They had the 500, and they raced like six times with that 501, though, as they were gradually building up their money. But you know what? I tell somebody in a minute, hey, I got $1,000, $500 to $1,000 I can stand to lose. I got to go pay them, them Alphabet Boys with the DTE Energy. I got to pay them. them Crowder. Mama got to get her money. I'm going to make sure the refrigerator full. You know, I got to do some things at home. I work every day. I work a job. I work 12 hours. You know, I go to work every day. I can't afford to just come out here and throw my money away. And I don't have $3,000 or $4,000 just to bet on one race. I'm working with this $5,000 to $1,000, and if anybody wants to bet with me, but this is what Big Craig working with, to bet his money. This is what I have in my pocket. Now if somebody wants to put in and got confidence in me, you know, yeah, you're welcome to bet with me. But this is what I'm working with. I ain't trying to tell the guy, hey, I got $3,000, $4,000, $2,000. $1,000, this is what I got to work with. I can race for this grand, and I think that's a gentleman's bet. If you can't do nothing with that, you know, I'm sorry, bro.
Now, Fred, I want to, if you guys give me 1 second. Now, the reason why I bring this conversation up to a certain extent was because we're talking about the little guys. But I want everybody to go back and look, if they can, when Jimbo raced Small Black Petey. Later in the video, Jimbo put on the board, oh, I got this, you got this, you got that. See, what people got to realize is that Jimbo didn't have all that money. You know, his capital, they all came together as one to make that money. And this is what I'm saying. This is like Fred said tonight.
Thank you.
I'm working with 500. Now, Fred, you want to go with me tonight? And Fred said, yeah. Tyson, you want to go with me? Yes, sir. Okay? We know what we're going to do tonight. And I like that. I think that's the thing that we need to get out. Guys need to be quit being scared to race and hurt this game. You know, like Fred said, and he said, I got 500. Now, this is what I got. So if you want to work with me, you want to go with me?
And see, what a lot of them don't realize, even though we set a race up, we're going to do it for $1,000.
Right.
Okay, we might be doing it for $1,000. That person might get up to $5,000 with all the people that's betting.
Right.
But that don't mean necessarily that you came out your pocket and done it for $5,000. You know what I mean? It's just it's people on the sideline betting. It's just people on the betting. So they making that pot add up. Okay, well, they doing it for $5,000, but actually, we only done it for $1,000.
Right.
All the side bets came to be $5,000, $15,000, however it may be.
Now, this is my, Tyson, not to cut you off in it. This is my scenario. This is where I'm always.
Wait, Kev, hold on 1 second. Kev, hold on. Before we run out of time and stuff, I want to take some calls. I got a call coming in.
Yeah,
right,
get
now.
Get the calls on. Get the calls on.
313-6868. Mike is live. Who we got? What's your name?
Hey, y'all got Melvin here, man. I'm just sitting here listening to the conversation tonight.
Melvin!
What's up,
Melvin?
Hold on, Melvin. You was in the conversation tonight with me and you and Fred. We had a conversation tonight. Now, come up with the idea you was telling us tonight. You came with us tonight about coming from the bottom to the top. And then also, can you help us out with this bet thing?
Yeah, I look at what I was thinking about was we need to have like a top 10, top 15 cards is going on here. You know, right now we're looking at Biz being on the top. He's number one card, come on down the line. But we're going to come from 1 to 15 if we got 15 in the group, or we can go from 1 to 20, you know. And I'm looking to get into the group being down on the bottom of it, on the 20 part of it. You know, wherever it ends at, I want to be at the end of it, so that I can take my profession and come up through the rankings, you know what I'm saying? I like to be on the top, but I just don't want to just, hey, I'm going to take this guy out, take this guy out. If we got 20 cars there, I got to start on the bottom. Then each event that we have, okay, you got the number 18 and the number 15 car going through a round, you know what I'm saying? To take that spot to move up the charts. you know, stuff like that.
You know what, Melvin? I think you hit the nail smack dab on the head, man. What you do is you run it like a bracket, like you do for playoffs and stuff like that, or take the top 16, and you know you do that. You work your way up, and you get a ranking.
Right,
well,
and you get a ranking.
I think where Melvin's coming from, and Melvin cut me off, it's like a failure part. Right, not a half race.
That's what it is. That's going to be
Fred, what I'm saying is, I think what Melvin's coming at is this, and say Fred is the number one contender. Fred is the number one contender right now, okay? And Fred fought to get that belt. You know, he's like a boxer. And Fred is saying, okay, well, we got this as a racer. Now, say for instance, Fred takes a gamble one night and he raises a nobody. You know, we say a little guy. And Fred said, gamble, should he put his belt up to do it, or should you fight through the ranks, as Melvin is saying? Should you fight through the ranks to get it?
Well,
I think you have to fight through the ranks.
If you look at it like this, that's all they do down south.
Fight through the ranks.
They got a perk, like the two-body shootouts or however. It's 5,000 out to the winner. So no matter who you draw, you might draw out, say, for instance, you might draw out Mississippi Joe.
Mm-hmm.
The head honcho on the G-body. You know what I mean? So you never know who you gonna pull out that hat, but at the end it's a purse up for that money. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And then looking at it like you know, once we get some events together, you know, we got these top 20 cars that's gonna show up at every event. We know we got, you know, X amount of races that we know is going to go on because this guy's trying to take that position. He's trying to work his way up through the ranks and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
So we know we got a
whole show there when we get there.
All right, Melvin,
you know?
Let me ask this question. Melvin, can I ask you this question?
Go ahead.
You know you've been racing for years. Say, for instance, Fred, you saw me from?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Say this right now. 131 is supporting us, right? I want to say it for the guys, okay, they're supporting us. How about if we take, and I want you guys to all get on this and, you know, help me out. But how about if we took, say, for instance, you know, Melvin's not been doing this thing for a little bit, but like he said, Melvin said this, he told me the other day, and the other thing I can say is, guys, it's a damn shame that somebody stole the man's wheels off his truck at a funeral home. Okay? I'm going to get past that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, you know, there's some sorry son bitches out in this world. But anyway, what I'm saying is that, say for instance, Fred is in the game, I'm in the game, and we're going to pick the, you know, you get your point, you know, no matter who you race. But, you know, say for instance, Fred is ranked number five, Tyson's ranked number two. Should they have to go to battle to you? Are we doing the same thing to stick people out, or are we trying to make it fair to make it right at the end of the year? And they say, okay, we have a championship. We're going to take the fastest five out of Michigan. We're going to take the fastest five out of California. And at the end of the year, we're going to have a battle. I mean, guys, if I'm wrong, you know, just please say it. I'm done talking.
I don't think that would work, because in some places you might not have that many cars, or at the end of the season, that many, who's ever running in the middle of the season might blow an engine and might not be there. I mean, I think go ahead.
It'd be a different style of car, you know?
Yeah.
You might line up with a turbo car, so, you know, that's a hard category.
That's
what it's like coming from the bottom coming up. You know, if you were the top number 20 contender and the turbo car sitting at the 10, you know you got to cross his path. You know what I'm saying? That makes you go home and do your homework. There's only one thing that I'm looking at it is going to the top, you know. I got a long way to climb this rope to get up to the top. You know, I got to meet people like Diz and Jimbo and all of them. And then if I don't meet them, I'm not meeting my own expectations in this Grudge Inc. thing. You know what I'm saying? I help get it started a way back, and then I see where it's going right now. And I feel like I got some guns here that I can load to come out and get in that competition. I'm just trying to, you know, help put a floor mat down so we can have something that we can kind of, like, you know, build on and keep building Grudge Inc. and everything else like that. That's all.
Okay.
Well,
I
You know, because we got to carry this. We got to carry it to the next level if we really wanted to go somewhere and make money at the same time, you know.
Or you know what you could do, Melvin? How about this? You know, because I listen to the shows, and I listen to when people come on and say, oh, we got a heavy hitter on them. Let's get all the heavy hitters together, and then we just attack them. And we just go after them like that. Challenge just
yeah,
heavy hitters. Whoever's in that top five,
we
want to
race
those
for.
Guys, then we set up those guys. So we put a bullseye on Mississippi Joe and DJ Grant and White Cracker. We start building our shit to go after these guys that you know in that area. Not trying to throw those guys under the bus or nothing like that. I'm just using that as an example.
Right.
I understand
probably
that.
What the successful is.
Hey, Dale.
I think it'd be a successful here if they do it. Is do when they do their events, there are free entry, $5,000 to the winner, to 20-inch tire, to 10-inch tire, to whatever. I think that'd give more incentive for guys up here to come because you're getting in free. You know what I mean? So basically you're not spending as much as you would, and you're still running for a big pot.
All right, so Tyson, but where does it come in to who's going to fund the 5,000? I'm just giving a scenario.
Well, that's where the promoter, that's where track, see, they got track promoter. That's whoever promoting the race. They comes up with what they're going to give out to, you know what I mean?
But we're having the problem with the promoters are bitching and complaining that, you know, I'm putting this money up. I'm just giving some air. We're putting this money up. And no one's showing. Not saying no one's showing up. I'm wrong, guys, on that. I'm not apologizing for that. The new guy's not showing up. But that promoter, they put up five. You say five. No, otherwise, I'm going to cut this one up. I'm going to do this one right. Fred, you and Melvin putting up $5,000 a piece. That's $2,500 a piece, right? And you're promoting the race through Grudge Inc. Or, you know, you, Mr. Barnes, you guys talk to Mr. Barnes, said, Mr. Barnes, we don't put as much money, and he backs you. Now, who's going to, you know, are you see, Fred and Melvin, do you guys see that money coming back to you through the gate? Or do you just say, fuck it, no disrespect to
anybody.
When you're dealing with the gate deal, we're dealing with the tracks that we got to go to. So, you know, when we get to those tracks are the ones that, you know, hey, y'all want to bring a show here, whatever, y'all going to make X amount. See, when we started the No ET thing out there, and we had it going when we first got started, when we all sat down, and when we went in the door, and we got $10,000 worth of tickets from them to sell for our show. Once we sold those $10,000 worth of tickets, that was for the guys who was okay, this is the show that we're putting on. Now we know we got $10,000 to sit here. You know,
Fred was a part of that. Big Fred was a part of that, right?
Yeah, he was a part of it. He know what we was over there trying to do. You know, we just got railroaded
What I'm getting at is that I want the listeners to hear where this stuff started at and what happened to us as it went. You know what I'm saying? That we got screwed out. No, not we. Yeah, we. We got screwed out because we stuck behind when you told us to come. We was there, right?
Yep. Yeah, and then when we get there, you know, they don't squish.
Well, Melvin, let me ask this
question.
And I just want to clarify. I'm not a promoter, but I'm assuming this is how it works. If I'm going to promote a race at a track, don't I go to the track and say, listen, I want to rent your track out for an event, and they say, yeah, X amount of dollars. The track preps the lanes, and they do all the stuff that they're going to do. So now that you've rented out that track for that night, that track belongs to you. So wouldn't you get all the money from the gate, all the money from
that's the way you would think it would want to work. But our track here at Milan, once they seen us make the $10,000,
the next time when we went back in the door to try to do it again, they was like, no, you know, they wanted to make all of the money. You know what I'm saying? The track
now, here's
and
another
stuff
thing.
Like that.
Now, here's another thing that I'm confused about, because, you know, I know Dina at Milan from coming out there. I'm surprised that she's not on board with this.
It will never be me, hold up, guys. And none of my guys on this phone have nothing right to say. It will never happen.
They will never pull it off no more, man. That's how the Chicago and the Detroit rivalry got started. We got that started.
They want all the money. If you remember, Mel and Kev and Tyson, Craig, Motor City Performance started. He started running the track. Doing it on the weekday, and Craig started it. Let me see if I get him on the phone.
Y'all guys, I'm gonna text him, call in.
And Craig started it. They see how many people Craig had coming out there. He was selling the food because they didn't have the concessions open. Hey, the next year they cut that short. He said they went three times higher on the price of the track rental. He's like, man, they had to be out their mind. But they seen
and
what the crowd that he brought in there.
Right.
You know,
Terry,
like
Mills,
said,
Terry Mills and brother went through the same thing.
This was the same thing that happened with Black Sunday, though. Black Sunday used to go in there when it originally started. Black Sunday would go to the track and get a Sunday out of that month and get them boys $10,000 for the track. And they was like, okay, no problem. Y'all don't give me $10,000. I'll take the track. Them boys make $200,000 a couple times. Hey, that track was in, that they had to turn around and start splitting everything that was coming into the door automatically right off of the rip, because they're not going to allow you to make that kind of money. And we can put, I mean, just like we all on this phone right here, if when we all get finished and we got a program put together, we can generate $30,000, $40,000, man, once we put this out here and let everybody know we finna come. When we did those Chicago shows, Detroit versus Chicago, we had just as many cars in there as the Pink's All Out show did in that track. Jam packed.
Yes, we did.
And we know it was $40,000 or $50,000 sitting there on the table. But for us to get our 10 off the top, you know, it was a problem. They wanted it all. And that's how
we can get big.
If we get these tracks and we're able to walk away from that track with $10,000, $15,000 to come back to put on the table. Now we got the next show that we go to, and we got this $15,000, and then we keep going around, and we generate $40,000, $50,000. Yeah, let the track make some money, but let us make some money for what we're doing at the same time. If the whole season is over and we got $40,000 or $50,000 on the table, the whole Grudge Inc. thing is a whole lot better now. You know what I'm saying? We can sponsor our own cars who's in our group. We can help keep everybody going. It turns it into a whole total different thing. You know, the way we're going around with it now, it's still cool, you know, because we're doing something that we weren't doing before. But let's put it on a level where, as we're doing this, let's try to make some money and generate some money from it as we're going along. That's all.
I think, not to cut everybody off, and I'm going to be quiet again once again, but, you know, we're just grudging things. No, what I'm saying, this grudging thing that we're trying to have our organization. What I'm saying is that Jay Barnes, he puts out a lot of money. What I'm saying is that, like Melvin was saying tonight, our organization is Grudge Inc. Support Grudge Inc., like Detroit Fred said, Tail said, Tyson said, there's going to be money that we have to pay back to Grudge Inc. Okay?
Yeah. We want Grudge Inc. to make money.
Right.
But wait a minute. You know where the confusion comes in at? The confusion comes in, it's just like what Tail said earlier. That's the reason why we are Grudge Inc. We have a head in Grudge Inc. All that stuff be worked out ahead of time. It be worked out. That's where Jay Bond come in. It be worked out. And once that's worked out and we rent the track, once the agreement is made between Grudge Inc. and the track owner, it is what it is. You know, so right, because it's going to take money to get the track first.
Well,
then after we get the track, then the next thing to do is to try to go ahead on and to make it profitable and beneficial by putting on a good show, by having all the members or all the members that are able to support the cast to come in and so far and so on. And then that's what put us ahead, and that's why we have moved so far, so fast, within a year and something now. You know, because we got to be organized.
Right. And I agree with Larry saying, you got to stick. You know what? Matter of fact, Larry saying the husband, and he said it once. But, you know, Big Fred watches me like, he said, Kevin, he said, man, this is a, me, him, and Mel said, he said, man, Grudge Inc. for life. And I looked at him, you know, I kind of said, you know what? Fred is right. He's 100% right. And he, man, I'm telling you what, and Melvin will tell you, man, him and Melvin got to preach to the guys. I mean, they was preaching to guys. Y'all need to stop supporting them. And look, we Grudge Inc. for life. Now, you guys, we will get your information to you. And all those guys are sitting there like, what are y'all talking about? Grudge Inc. They're like, yeah, we with it. We with it. What we need to do? And Fred and Mel was like, hey, man, look, we working on it. I got all y'all numbers. We're going to call y'all. Because a lot of old guys don't get on the internet. They just, you know, old school. But I want to say for Melvin and Big Fred, they, man, them boys was walking back street telling the older cats what was going on, and they was there, you know. And you know, like I say, you know, the marketing program, I've been doing it for Grudge Inc. since February. I asked Fred to come help me out. I just asked Melvin to come help me out. And these guys have been doing their fucking job. I'm sorry. Excuse my French. You know, these guys are there pounding.
I think that for the argument's sake is that I think that that's how the track should be handled, where we rent them out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we handle our business. And that's how Grudge Inc. will, you know, go on. You'll have your vending booth there to sell shirts, sweatshirts, T-shirts, stickers. You have all that stuff.
Well, we better go deal with 131. We want to have it on this coast, on this end around the Detroit area. We want to deal with 131. I don't know what their price tag will be. I just, you know, from dealing with Milan around there, and now they, you know, still seem to be good people in everybody else's eyesight. I like to see them go up in there and rent the whole track and be able to pull that off. If they do, I'll make sure I do my part on having it jam packed. That's all I can guarantee you.
And you know, Melvin, and you're right. And I want to get Rush Inc. to where tracks are calling Jay Barr and say, hey, you guys, we want you to host an event here. We want you to have this. That's what I want to see start to happen.
Right.
You know what I mean? Let them start calling, you know, us and say, hey, we got to have you guys up here. Oh, we got to do a north and south up here. Or, you know, that's going to be the great thing. Once we get these tracks involved to where they want us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I look at it. I mean, it's not just north and south; it's west to east coast. I mean,
I'm gonna tell you like this: Milan's gonna jump on board, watch. But like I said, Slouch went to Milan first. Slouch went to Milan first before he went to 131. Meatball talked to Milan. And, I mean, they talk to those guys. I know personally, they talk to Milan first to try to do the good race. And Milan declined them. But like I said, as I talked to, what's his name? Bill. One day we got to the track. And like I told Bill, you guys better get on board. Cause he's always called me Lil Wayne. He always called me Wayne. He told me and Wayne favorite. And I told him, I said, well, I ain't Wayne. I said, well, I'm Fred. I'm going to tell you what's on my mind out here tonight. And as we talk, but they're going to jump on board. But you know what? But they got to change their attitudes.
Right.
A lot of people deter that track because of the way they treat people. But we go there because there's nothing locally besides the Pier Dragway. And I told the guys, if the Pier was set up a little better, the Pier had more business than Milan. You know, that little track, the Pier, everybody dog it out. I told them, I said, well, I was planning on having my little shootout, my little streetcar shootout. Instead of having it on the street like I did that one year, you know, I was a street racer, had it on the street. I wasn't going to Milan. I was going to take the guys, and we were going to the Pier to have our little shootout because they treat you. North End Nationals. I love North End Nationals and the Pier. They treated us better than Milan treated us.
Yep.
No, I swear. Can I say this real quick? A lot of people badgered me this year because they say, well, I didn't participate in modeling. Well, the reason why I didn't, and I want everybody to know this on this show tonight, that simple fact was that I didn't see us giving nothing back to us. Now, Melvin and you, I think it was another guy, you guys had put on that show, and I think it was Paul Humphreys. And you guys put a throw out there. And, you know, when the first time Chicago came, man, I had this phone. Man, my phone was blowing up. I mean, man, get your car here. Man, you brought your car to Kevin over. I said, man, I'm, you know, with my son, night, I had a birthday party. Man, I swear, my phone had blown up in my life. But my thing is that if we don't support, I'm going to tell you about this right now. Melvin and Fred, Detroit Fred. A lot of people call him Big Fred, but that's my boy. I call him Detroit Fred. So if you don't like it, kiss my ass. But anyway, I think about this now. I've seen these guys do stuff. Like Fred. Fred was more the time and said, you know what, he went to my and said, hey, man, I'm going to do something about you. And they said, oh, fuck you, to a certain extent. You know, but, man, this man for the shows on YouTube, man, it was unbelievable. It was freaking unbelievable what Fred had done on the street. I mean, Fred put on a freaking show, and he said right from the New York to the West Coast, East California, he said, come bring your small block and get down. Man, they had boys from Alabama, Mississippi that showed up. Am I right, Fred?
Yeah, it was a couple guys out of town. But it was just something we just threw together, you know, so.
Fred and Melvin, I mean, man, I think what happened is, I think a lot of it is that we pulled our heart and tail. Tyson, we've all poured our heart into, you know, Grudge Inc. And we want this thing to go. When is it going to be a point to say, hey, guys, if they're not going to treat you right, quit going out there. If they're not going to respect you, quit going. I'm not asking anybody to speak, but this is my personal opinion. I got badgered so bad this year and got dogged out. Well, how can we support your own track? That is my home track. My daddy raced out there for years. With a 61 Ford, with a 390 in it. I remember my dad used to put a tow bar in the car and we used to go out there. That's kids. I love mining. I remember before Bill Larry owned it. When old man Robbie owned it. You know, old man Robbie grew his kids, man. Every weekend he had flyers out, you know what I'm saying? Flyers, little books out of who won last week and said, you know, whereas it came to where is the money going in your pocket and forgot about us. What about us? I'm just saying, what about us, man? We not no big time guys, but we're trying to do what we gotta do. I mean, man, this is the best show I've ever listened to in my life, and I wish that some of the guys down south would get on. I think down south they're doing a better job than us. That's
well, but you know what? They are doing a better job. But you know what? Like I say, for 2013, we gonna make it better though. In 2013, if we got the commitment, like I'm listening to on the show tonight, with the people that's on this phone and on this radio show, and that's out there like we talked to today, and the people that we've been talking to, I think it will be better. But you know, if they don't want to get on board, they're going to get out. If they don't want to get out, they're going to lay down. We're going to go to 131. And then just like I said, hey, if we go out there and talk to Billy Bob and LePier, I mean, he may want to invest or after he see what the crowd he can bring. And Melvin can attest to this. We just take a crowd to LePier, and everybody talking about these cars don't go down that track. I've seen some 7-second cars go down that track. Maybe it needs a little work to that track. But with a little work and hard, you know, with some determination, they can make that track just like Milan. And that's closer than 131. I understand, but 131 is a premier track, and if we want to race on a premier track, and just like I said, I test my car. I go to LePier to test my car. I don't go to Milan to test. I'm going to LePier to test so I get a chance to go up and down the track. I get to test my 60 foot. You know, I get a chance to work with my car without being rushed or have to sit in the pits and wait for a certain a long time.
Four hours.
You know. So I get to, and Melvin knows, we used to go out there and tune our cars in out there and then go to Milan. You know, go out to LePier and get to work the bugs out of reverse. You know, but I'm just saying, you know, we just got to look to other places and other venues. Like I said, we're going to get with Slouch and Lil Tony, get these dates set up for 131, and that's what we're going with. They're going to see the business they lost. I think they felt it this year when they tried to double book their No E.T. against Slouch and Lil Tony's No E.T., and then they tried to backdoor them, you know, come up with another date the same day they did it. But then they were honorable enough where Bill backed out of it and canceled his.
Okay, well, this is my
friend. Melvin.
Yep, go ahead.
Hey, Melvin, are you the one with the Malibu?
Yeah.
Grand Prix Fallout.
Okay. Now, when I was in Milan, we talked when I was in Milan. I don't know if you remember or not.
Do you know who you are?
When we came out there, I was impressed with all the grudge cars that was out there that day when I was out there in Milan. And even though it had rained, and I know a lot of guys from Chicago didn't come up because of the rain, but there were still a lot of cars there.
Yeah.
And getting those guys tapped in, I'm sure most of those guys are probably know Grudge Inc. by now. And go. What did you say, guys? Going to 131? Is that you guys said to go? The track?
That's what we're going to have to use more than likely. Because Milan, I mean, you know, if we went around there and just gave them all the money like they've been getting and we ain't getting nothing back, they're going to always open the doors for us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We got to start being able to get something out of what we're doing, you know. We can't just keep giving it away like this, you know. We just giving it away. They just getting the money. They're going home having themselves a great time. You know what I'm saying?
Now, how far is it?
It's from Milan to 131, you probably got a hour and a half ride, maybe 2 hours tops. If you're coming from Chicago, you get to 131 quicker.
Right.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
You know, coming from Chicago, yeah.
So it's just like right in the middle then for both of you guys. I mean, for Chicago and Detroit,
right.
And that's what they like about it, because it's right in the middle. They come just as far as we come, so they like that. They love that when we went to 131. A lot of Chicago guys showed up because it was that close.
Is this U.S.
131?
Huh? Man, let me tell you this.
Hold on, Kev. Is this U.S. 131?
Yes.
U.S. 131, right.
Is this the track where the NHRA racers used to come?
That's the same track.
Oh my God! You know what? Because I raced at that track when we were driving the funny car in the early '80s. I actually have in my drawer a T-shirt from there because it was the U.S. Nationals they had there at 131. It says, "Oh man, I didn't know it was still the same place."
Well, they upgraded that track. I think the guys from Norwalk, I think they had bought into that track, and they upgraded it with new bleachers. I mean, they did a lot of upgrades to that track.
131 is beautiful. Listen to what Frank got to say.
That's a premier track, and so they spent good money into that track. And then, like I said, when Slouch them approached them about this grudge racing, They fell in love. They told him, you can always come back. You're always welcome here. So they gave him, told him to pick some dates, and they can have whatever they want there, him and Lil Tony. So, hey, that's where we're going to be at.
I was one of the original guys to go with Slouch, but I'm going to tell you this right now. That guy on the track, Jay, what's the other guy's name? Big Fred, what's the other guy that wanted to try?
I just remember Jay. I just remember Jay's name.
Jay is a beautiful person, man. This man took a gamble on us. There's a lot of people saying, we don't want that out here. But then we was out there the first night we went. That was July. June and July we had that race this year. And we had people running over that had bracket cars, dragsters, and everything. And it was like, what are you guys doing? I'm like, this guy, he's going to the end of that. They go, wow. So this lady comes back to me, and her and her husband, she goes, we really enjoy what you guys have brought to us. And we're like, brought to you? And I'm just kind of, I'm sitting there. I go,
you know how we keep the numbers up? The way to keep the numbers up in this is scheduling. Make sure
I agree
when we schedule a race, we don't overlap other races. I know
I know that, you know, everybody's trying to get a race in here or there, but I think that's the one thing that we need to focus on, and that's how you're going to get the numbers. If people can make it, you know, or because, you know, Melvin, you were talking about the gate and having enough cars to do something like that. I think you'll have the cars if you schedule races. You know, if everybody wants to, if certain people want to put on their own race or people want to do a shootout, hey, you know what, that's fine.
That's fine. You're right. It's fine, but when it comes to a grudging thing, let me finish.
Yeah. But when you have you block out days or weekends for grudging races, and then that's and everybody can do whatever they want to do, but they already know there's going to be a race on that weekend. Now there's two races we do out here in California. We have the PSCA race that is coming in Vegas next weekend, and we also have the Hot Rod, I can't think of the name of it right now. But our West Coast Hot Rod is the other one. So what they do is because the cars go to both, race at both places, they schedule them like 2 weeks apart. So if West Coast Hot Rod is the first week of September, then PFCA will have their race the third weekend of September. So they space them out, and that's how they do it. If somebody wants to do something like that, I mean, I don't know how many races. I mean, it seems like everybody races every single weekend. They're somewhere having these, you know, races and stuff like that. But I think the belt races, when people are, you know, we were talking, Melvin, about if you're going to race for somebody's belt or you want to, those events are right. Big events. Those are the ones that should be at a Grudge Inc. event. When you're going right. to have any kind of format to work yourself in to get a belt or anything that's going to help you, you know what I mean? That's where
right.
that's where you have
showcase
of that.
Well,
that's
what
go ahead,
Ben. Yeah, that's what I was saying when he, I think Mississippi Joe showed the other day. Was it last night? Yeah, when he asked, what do you want to see for 2013? And what I want to see for 2013 from Grudge Inc. is a calendar, just like you were saying, with the races on that calendar. And that needs to be put out no later than February, you know, to show these races so people can schedule the time off work and work around these races or get their vehicles ready for these races. But this calendar needs to be put out as soon as possible so people can see what's coming up, you know. Don't, like you said, people double booking races. You have four or five races in North Carolina, Alabama, then you have some in Texas all on the same weekend. You know, so we need to put it out there on the calendar so you can decide where you want to go, you know, if you want to race for this belt or race for this title or whatever, you know.
Exactly.
That needs to be put
calendar,
out there.
And yep. I think that the last race of the season – should be held in Macon.
I thought about four of them.
That's
from
like the start of the season for Michigan. Like, get one in June, do one in July, do one in August, do one in September. You know, and go from each track. Though you start here in Michigan or wherever is the warmest at
right.
the next day. Then we can beat up maybe in Macon, and then we can come over there to 41 over there on 1 month. Then the next month they can show up here in Michigan. And then get another track somewhere in Tennessee or something like that down in there, you know. So it's like a little circle that everybody can get in. And, you know, next month we know what track we're already going to be at. It's already scheduled.
And don't forget
like
about
that,
coming
you know?
Out west, baby.
No,
yeah, well,
we have not. I think what I would have said is, too, is that Melvin and Fred made it right. We need to get a schedule for Grudge Inc. And what I mean by a schedule is like the guys just said tonight. These guys... You know, we need to, like, have a race. Say, for instance, Ben's got his race. Bill Tony got his race. We got two races up north. Let's do four races down south. And then my scenario is, and quote me if I'm wrong, my point here was like, I might need you guys up on this deal, seriously. How do we do to where a guy like Melvin and me and Fred, you know, we come back in the game, but we don't jump on the big guy. We want to fight our way back up. And we got good cards to fight our way back up. How do
we... You can't do nothing. You can't do nothing like that until you get to the race, see who's there.
That's right. You got to show up to show out.
If we had the top 20 cars, it was, you know, okay, these top 20 cars are all grudging cars. We strictly grudging. Everywhere we grudging go, we're going to be there with them 20 cars. That's got to be the first thing, you know what I'm saying? We ain't going nowhere unless we put them in his show. And that's what we'll be doing, you know. So we know when that show is going on in July, them top 20 cars going to be there. So we already know the 18th and the 19th car got to run if my man wanted to go to the 15th spot or whatever, you know. That's already laid out. The 20, whenever they got the show going on, we know we got them top 20 cars is going to be there.
Exactly.
They got to come
in for
those
races. Melvin. Yep. Sleepy on there.
Hey, Melvin.
Go ahead.
You know they have it at $100,000 race at 41 next year, right?
Yeah, I heard about that race.
But all the players are going to be in the house then, man. If y'all want to fight y'all way through the rankings, that'll be the one to be at.
Yeah, $100,000 up for grabs too.
Yeah, and then you know everybody's going to be in the house. That's everybody at that race.
Yeah.
So that'll be the one to be at. That'll be the one to get ready for.
Hey, Sleepy.
What is it going to be at again?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Where they gonna do that at?
41, no limit.
Oh, they're doing it at 41 out the back door there.
Yep, I don't know if it's out the back door, but I know it's a $500 entry. You know.
Eighth of a mile.
That'll be the one the 10 if you wanna, you know, get back in the game. That'll be the one to be at.
Now, okay. Sleepy, I know they were going over steps on that. They were talking about 28-inch tire, one power adder, no wheelie bars. Do you know if any of that stuff has changed or what they're?
No,
yeah,
so far it's still has plans. I haven't heard nobody else said they were changing it, but you know anything can happen between now and then.
Right. I
heard they don't stop. They don't stop at a certain amount of cars or something.
Right.
A certain amount of cars in the field. That's where they're gonna stop at.
They haven't got it all together yet.
Yeah.
Well, I know all the big boys, you know, going to be in the house.
That's right.
Who wouldn't want to win $100,000?
Yeah, $100,000. You got $100,000 on the table. They all going to be there.
Yes, sir.
You got some 6 second cars running around up in there.
That's the only thing.
You got
some 6 second cars up in there with power windows on them.
You ain't
kidding. Hey, Kale, this big friend, man, I got to get up and catch that mule at 4:30. And
okay,
I got to go and lay it on down. But I had a good time talking to you guys tonight, and we're going to keep this going, you know.
Yes, sir.
Fred, one more thing before you get off. I think there may be some land here in Romulus, man, that's available. Because, you know, they was going to put some horse tracks and all this other stuff right over here behind the airport. So I know that, you know, the airport, you know, we got that noise zone and the stuff that's going on around here. But I think there's some land right over there behind the airport on this side.
Yeah, I heard about
them.
They started building that, I heard. And then they stopped. Something happened when they had to stop that.
Right. Right. I think the land is still up for grabs. You know what I'm saying? So I'll try to check with the mayor and find out what we got going on around here, if we can, you know, have a car track or something like that over there, and I'll let you guys know.
Check into it. Hey, look, and whatever happened with that track they was building up around Flint? Anybody know what happened with that? I heard so much about it.
The mayor was going to build that. Something, he backed out of the deal. Something happened. He got in trouble or something, so they cut it off.
Okay. Well, look into that, and we had to get together, you know, and we'll chop it up and see what's going on. But you guys have a good night, man. I'm going to go ahead and lay it down so I can catch the mule in the morning, as my granddad used to say. And,
all right, man.
I'm up to you, Britt.
Okay, y'all
hey,
take care.
Thanks for calling in, babe.
Always, man. Rush Link for life, man.
That's right.
All right.
All right.
What?
How'd you drink my water in the bottle?
I ain't drinking water.
You said like it was in the refrigerator.
I ain't drinking.
And you drank it.
Oh, bag him up.
Hey, bud.
Don't be drinking that water.
Hey, I got one over here you can replace it with.
Yeah, you're right.
No, you know what, though, man? It's all good. I think this is a... I think 2013 is going to be a big year, man. Especially, you know, how much it's grown since I've been on the air. I mean, shoot, they got New Orleans. Not Boomer down in New Orleans, Louisiana. Got a show going down there. And, man, it's like Jay's tapping into every state.
That's a good thing.
We're just
trying to tap into something on this end. When he comes, you know, it'd be, you know, okay, them boys got it set up for me. He just come on in and do whatever he want to do to get it set up. We, you know, had a foundation set up for it, you know. We don't want him coming up and getting into no bullshit, you know.
You know what, Melvin, this may get big enough to where the Mississippi's got to divide the east and west, not just a couple states here.
Yeah.
But you know what? Hey, you know what? Listen, I'd like to get Small Block Petey to come on the show. I don't know if anybody's got his number or not, but
well, you know, I got a cousin in New York, and I was talking to him the other night. They buddies. You know, I was telling him.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they buddies. So the next time I get the number, I try to make sure he can, you know, be on the show with us and stuff. You know.
Yeah, I got family in Staten Island. I mean, my cousin, they say, oh, yeah, they know exactly who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, well, I don't want you guys to go say nothing. Just give him the number, tell him to call in.
Okay.
But,
yeah, well,
he
out there on the East Coast. He's a part of it. He's a grudge racer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I never hear him on any of the shows or nothing like that. That's why I'm just
I'll make sure I get the number.
This way, we're on the lighter side here, man. We ain't biting off nobody's head on this show. Well, I shouldn't say that. I got going a couple of weeks ago, but but you know, it's I just want to get his take and perspective on things, man. Especially being out in New York and stuff like that. We don't have nothing out in New York or anybody, do we?
No, you know, I don't hardly hear any of the New York boys on any of the lines anywhere talking.
We gotta get them. We gotta get them on here and
get them plugged into it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I know they do a ton of racing. I was up at Lebanon Valley, up in Albany, at the track out there, a couple of years back, and that's a nice track there, man. It's got hills on one side and hills on the other, and when it rains, that whole track gets flooded. And I mean like a foot of water on it all the way down. It wasn't probably
down in the
smartest
valley.
Place. Yeah, it probably wasn't the smartest place to build a track. But, shoot, they got one.
Yes, sir.
Now, we're working on that thing out here, too, in California, trying to get a track. There's a couple spots. And, every time we get a handle on it, we get a snag. But we got
It's going to be a rough putting one up, putting up a track. There's a lot of money involved in putting them tracks up.
Well, you know what happened out here is they have, because, you know, I'm out here, I live in the L.A. Harbor area, and there was a land they were going to use to put containers in, and it's probably just under, I would say, 3/4 of a mile, maybe closer, more to a mile long. And it was all going to be a satellite yard for the containers. Well, the company that had the city do it decided, well, you know what? We're not as busy as we thought we were going to be. We're not going to need that land. Well, now the land just sits there. So a guy out here named Donald DeLaws was been talking to go to all these community city council meetings and stuff like that. Well, he met the promoter of the Long Beach Grand Prix, and this guy's all excited about it. He said he will donate his K-rails and his bleachers to put in the stands. He just needs them back between March and April, so when they set up the Long Beach Grand Prix, and then to bring them back, you know.
Okay.
And then he's, and this land is actually in Long Beach, which is just, you know, over the bridge from us. And he, you know, he's in tie with all the higher ups there. So I don't think that'll be a problem. And I shot Snoop Dogg an email last week about helping out with getting this track if it goes into Long Beach. So he's gonna, well, once we start to get to those stages, I think he's gonna start chiming in too.
Okay. Hey, Kevin, you know what? I thought about another spot. I just thought about just sitting up there, and they've been working on it and working on it. That track they call Onondaga, just up there around Jackson somewhere.
Jackson has been giving us hell up here.
Onondaga?
Yeah, what's going on is they own the name of it because what is his name? Yeah, just called Ellis Fred on the show tonight. I mean, for sure, to on the show. What is his name? Big time guy out there. What is his name?
I know they were trying to do some racing and stuff up there. They was letting them mess around up there, you know, on Sundays and stuff like that. So, and I know they had repaved it and everything up there. So I didn't know if it was coming back or what they was doing or, you know, that could be something to check into for something like what we're doing, because we can just pull up in there. You know, we basically, all we need is a light safe takeoff and then one to come on down on the other end.
The thing is, Jay Barnes has told us we like a lighting system. Anytime soon, he's got us covered. He has that. What is his name? What is this guy's name? I can't think of his name.
Who owns that track
and
making?
Jay Barnes.
That's Jay Barnes' track and making, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, my people before they bought it, used to, before it looked like it did now, when I used to go down there back like in the 80s and 90s, it used to be just a trench that was like dug down into the ground. It used to be there, man. It was real nice. I used to go there and watch them race. And then they came in and bought it and redone it all the way up like that. I had family members that had owned that whole land down there, and they sold it out.
Yeah, Jay Barnes, Jay Barnes a lot with that track. He's done a lot with that track.
Yeah.
But you know what I got to say, man? I know that Wayne was talking about the 8th mile. I know you're changing your car for 8th mile. You know, I don't know if I can get into the 8th mile thing.
You know, you know what it takes to go for an 8th mile? All you got to do is go home, put you another set of gears in the back of your truck. Don't worry about it. And you get you a bigger set of gears and put it in there, you're ready to go 8th mile racing. Just wind the motor up before you get there. That's all you got to do. You ain't got to worry about the other 600 feet. Wind it up to 600 feet and you're ready to go.
Wherever it goes to an 8th, while I'm going out the quarter, that's where it's going to go.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just want to go strictly 8 mile racing, that's all. That's just basically about the difference in the cars anyway, you know.
You know, for me, it's like,
that's why they don't want to go out the back door. They can't
I gotta think for speed, man. Yeah, they're limited. That's why, you know what? I'm not saying that I wouldn't want to do an 8th mile race. I'm just saying I'd rather have a 1/4 mile track. And if people come out and they're set up for 8th mile, it's there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, both.
You can do whatever you want. If somebody wants to lock up, somebody with a 1/4 mile car wants to lock up a race with an 8th mile car. Well, like you said, all you got to do is change gears, come on out. Now it's done. At the same track where his car's working on the 8th mile. I just think if you can get a track, if you can, I would always go for the 1/4 mile track. And if all you can get is 8 mile track out of it, then so what? At least you got the room to do a, you know, the 1/4 mile.
Right.
Well, I just think, you know, eighth of a mile, to me personally, is you know, to me, it's more safer than the car I own.
Yeah, because you ain't got to worry about trying to move around them other 600 feet going faster.
Right.
I don't know, man. I got the same kind of car. My car goes straight as an arrow.
Suspension stuff. You got to do more work on it. You got to make it stay planted on the ground. If they raise up once you get past the eighth, then you're going to have problems anyway.
Yeah.
You want tricks in the suspension to probably make it stay down longer.
You know, and that's just it. It's just like, you know, it's like back in, when I was street racing, when I had my street car and stuff like that, the only people who wanted to do 8 mile racing at that time were Volkswagen. Because that was it. That's all they had.
Okay.
So I just could never, do that. I shouldn't say I could. We have an 8 mile track out here. I go and try and tune on and stuff like that, but I don't know. I like to stretch his legs and try and go as fast as I can.
I hear you.
Is Court online? Who's on the line with us?
What?
Who's still on the line with us?
All of us.
Everybody. Oh, everybody's still there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Tyson still there?
So what you been doing, Sleepy, down there, man?
Nothing, man. Basically working, man. You know, like I said, I'm trying to get my stuff programmed together so I can start on this truck. That's basically about it, get my money together. I ain't been doing too much of nothing but a whole lot of working.
Okay, you got a motor for it yet?
Hey, I got parts of it. I'm just, you know, trying to find me an intake and some carbs.
Okay, well, you going to run multiple carbs on it?
Yeah, man, I'm on multiple stages.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Got to, man. If you're going to be in this grudge game, one hit ain't going to do.
Nuh-uh.
You need two or three passing gears.
That's right, man. These boys down here ain't playing, man.
No, they ain't. And Sleep, can you please explain to them boys down there? Them boys down south ain't playing.
Man, I'm going to tell you something, Kev. I could agree with Tay on that 8 mile stuff. I'm still kind of trying to get used to that because I really don't enjoy it, but I ain't got no choice because I'm used to the quarter. But, you know, it is what it is. I got to try to get in where I fit in, so I'm going to have to check that 8 mile out.
Yeah. I'm with you, bro. Hey, I'm with you 100%.
Do you have gears for your truck?
No, I'm trying to get the hard together first. That's the only thing I'm lacking is the hard. I know it ain't nothing. The gears are a lot cheaper than the motor.
Well, I'm gonna. Do you know what kind you're gonna run or no? Don't know yet.
Not right off the hand. You know, I got a Dana back there, so whatever it is, I got to get it to go.
Oh, you got
Dana.
A Dana.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I wouldn't have it any other way, man.
Oh, well, I was gonna say if you had a 9-inch, I'd send the ring and pinion down to you.
I appreciate it, but no, I love my Dana, man. They talk about how heavy it is. A horsepower don't know weight.
Yeah, ain't no problem. You don't worry about it, it ain't gonna break. As long as it don't break, that's all that matters.
That's what I got it back there for.
Yeah.
Oh, it ain't gonna break.
I'm working on that, man, and like I said, I'm tired of watching. I want to get out the stage and get in the lane.
Yeah, well, I'm coming back this year.
Yeah, I'm tired, man. I've been out since 07, man. It's time to ride now.
Yeah.
I told you, man, when you get that bad boy fired up and it's going to go on the track, you got to give me some time because I'm coming down.
I'm definitely going to call you, Dale. Like I said, I'm working on it as we're speaking, man. I'm just trying to get all my ducks in a row. Like I said,
you're going to need a pit bitch, baby, and I'm going to have to be there to help you get going.
Hey, I definitely want you to come, man. Like I said, I'm definitely going to be ready way before that California Hall girl you can make out there. I'm definitely going to bring it with me.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely going to bring it with me, man. I know I got to be right, though, because, like I said, your buddy that came down there with that Mustang, I heard he was pretty quick.
Yeah, you know, I thought, yeah, I really did, man. I thought they'd see him come down there with them 26s, and they, I thought people would just jump all over him. But, He couldn't get any takers, and then he raced
three look.
Yeah, that's what he messed up in.
Yeah.
He should have got him a solo, and then he should have turned around and been out. Well, he should have just, if you know it was really, really ready to rip, he should have just been out there pedaling, playing around.
That's right. I would have let him rip me.
Well, what happened was he came on the show and told us what happened. I guess they were in the staging lanes when they locked it up.
Right.
And that
was Bruce Pearl. That was Bruce Pearl.
He didn't drop the air pressure in his tires, the back tires.
Okay.
So he went out there with 16 pounds of air. He said, but right when he left, the car just bounced up, and he said it was already done.
Yeah.
He said that I don't know what would have happened if he would have had the air pressure.
That was Bruce 12 he ran. I'm not bad.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Bruce 12 won all his races that night in Macon.
Well, he made a pass against Three Lug too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he put some
he
on.
He beat Three Lug.
Yeah,
Three Lug, so he didn't want them problems.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Sleep. I didn't know that. I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, man.
He ran Lug too.
Talk to me about that.
Yeah, he ran Lug.
He put on Three Lug?
Yes, he did. Three Lug said it on the radio.
They just didn't have any money on it
because I guess Free Love was chirping about wanting to race them, and when he got in the lanes and they brought the cars out, I guess they were doing test and tune or whatever, and
they were shaking down.
And,
that's all they. Yeah.
Yeah. And,
like Melvin said, though, all of that Free Love got away. I done made like I was having a transmission problem or something just to set him up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Let him ride, and you pull up on side of him. Let him roll.
That's right. Let him go. You know you can get him too. Let him go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Sleepy, you done got Kevin nervous now. You talking about putting your truck together. He done put his car in the chassis shop and all type of stuff.
Oh, my goodness, Kevin. You ain't got to go to the chassis shop, do you, baby?
Yeah, he put the outlaw pro frame up under there. You done made him nervous, Sleepy.
Oh, man, I better put four hits on that end of Kevin and Jesse, y'all.
Hey, Sleep.
Yes, sir.
Let's get it straightened out all right now tonight. Sleep, I don't want them problems.
Kevin, you know you my partner, man. We don't go. We don't get down like that, man.
Hey, Sleep. I don't want them problems.
Don't get down like that, man. No, that
them
way. We don't get down like
problems.
That.
Hey, y'all on that list, y'all got to do it.
Oh, yeah, man, don't get me wrong now.
Oh, man, we're doing this, man. But you know what, man? Sleep's been in the game for a long time. And Sleep got something for me, so I ain't, you know. But, you know, Sleep know me, too. You know, I can't do what I used to do. Tail called me. He cussed me out. I mean, Tail, man, you got to do something in that car. I said, man, I just. Just having fun. You know?
Hey, me and Sleepy didn't even know each other. How we
meet,
Sleepy?
Me and Melvin met at Black Sunday, man. We're going to Pro ET together, running at Black Sunday in St. Louis, man. And me and Melvin raced, man. And Melvin introduced himself to me after the race, and we've been friends ever since.
Hey, Sleepy, can I ask you one question? Hey, Melvin.
Go ahead.
No, but did you have old Falcon? Did you have old Falcon down there? You had in that race when you were sleep race?
No, I was in the Malibu.
Okay. I was gonna tell you, Doc James got the video. He showed me tonight. He said, man, that's Melvin right there. I said, Melvin the Ford. He said, yeah, it's a Chevy motor.
I still got that car. That's my nostalgic car. Yeah, I still got it.
We got the double car back there. Nostalgic racing with it.
What you had in that Ford for power, man?
Huh?
What kind of motor you had in that Ford?
Small block Chevy.
No, I figured that. I figured you didn't go against the grain.
355 was in there.
Wow.
I love 355.
Have you heard that same? My buddy's got a sticker on his Mustang because he's got a Chevy motor.
No, I haven't.
Ford. It says built Ford tough with Chevy stuff.
Okay, you all heard that thing. I that saying. But, yeah, man, like I said, I'm pretty excited, man. I'm getting ready to get back in that thing, man. Like I said, matter of fact, I haven't ran it since me and Melvin ran. And wasn't that in 07, Melvin?
Yeah, it was about 07 we was down there in St. Louis.
Man, they ain't built. When I got back, man, they got bought that motor and they ain't put nothing else in it since. But like I said, now that we got this Grudge Inc. thing going on, man, it got me back excited. I want to get back in the seat again now.
Yeah,
well,
I got a reason to get back in. I want to come through that list.
I'm going to come down there and borrow this Sleepy, and I'm going to get Kevin a back tie.
You going to give a chance to call it back tie?
Yeah, we're going to try it, Sleepy. We're going to give him a back tie.
Oh, hey, wow.
Hey, Tyson, and I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it.
We're going to give him a back tie, Sleepy.
Yeah, what y'all going to do it down here?
Yeah, we're going to come down there.
Okay. Okay, I'm just hoping everybody be at Fat Tuesday, man. That's gonna be a good time.
Man, yeah, I want to try to make me one of those.
You'll love it, man.
I know.
I was there last year when Jimbo and all of them came down, man. We had a good time.
Yeah, well, I can't reputation like that. You know, we're doing neutral ground.
But, yeah, man, this is going to be, like y'all was saying earlier, man, this is a good thing J-Von's got going, man. And like I said,
where do they run that race at?
Asbury, Mississippi.
That's right, it's in Mississippi. Yeah. Well, my buddy Artis went, I think, last year. He went to it.
Yeah, that's that race that Mississippi Joe be hosting, man. It'd be a good time, man. The guys down there real good, man. They treat you right, and it ain't never no trouble, man. Like I said, I done been a couple times. I ain't been that many times. I only been twice. Last year, maybe second time going, man. And like I said, I'm planning not to miss it. But it's a good time, man. Like I said, only difference is, like, that one year, they had prepped it for the quarter, but they stopped prepping it for the quarter for some reason because it's long enough to run a quarter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, so yeah.
Well, you know, they do a lot of that A stuff, man. They get the program over faster for them when they got that many cars, you know what I'm saying? Boom, you got the A, boom, they turn it around, you got the next pair going. So it makes their program go fly faster when they got, you know, 200-300 cars that has got to get down that track, you know?
Yeah, but you know, the difference is that I'm like drag on that guardrail stuff. I'm leery about them guardrails, man. I think it'll be safer if they had the walls up like they do at 41, but they got them guardrails, man. And looking down that track, it don't really look all that wide, man. To me, it's kind of scary, but I guess those guys used to it.
Yeah, you just don't want to have to use them.
Right, yeah, I know that one year that guy went to that scoreboard, man. It was a rough scene, man.
Yeah, it's a new owner. The new owner, she's going to put up some new barriers.
I hope she do, man. Like I said, those guardrails, man, you can see a lot of wrinkles in them. They've been tested. They've been battle tested, I tell you that.
Well, you know, them boys were not Mississippi. Them boys is bad with that color they got.
Which one?
Hey, Melvin.
Yeah.
Do you think, and I'm just throwing this out there right now, do you think Grudge Inc. could coincide with the Ultimate Outlaw Series with Nate and Adam? Because, you know, they have Grudge Racing there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have their classes, and then they, I don't know how big their Grudge Racing can be. All right.
I think it can be built up to that level, though.
Because, you know, he's got four races a year. I mean, he's got Buzz Creek, or what was it, MIR now? Okay, he's got Buzz Creek. They go to Capital. I know he goes to Milan, and there's one other one that he goes, I forgot where it was. But, and that's all he does. And I'm just wondering, and, you know, I know he goes down to what's the race in Hattiesburg they do? It's a big race.
That's that Fat Tuesday thing.
Oh, that's a Hattiesburg?
That's one. That's in Hattiesburg.
Okay. Because I know, you know, I know Nate goes to that one. I was just curious on, I don't know if when he has a race somewhere, if there's nothing on the book, if we jumped onto his grudge thing,
they went to one of his shows.
Yeah, and just do, you know, it's the Ultimate Outlaw Series Grudge Inc. race, or, you know, where they're two separate races. The Ultimate Outlaw Series is what he's running. The grudge part of that he puts out there, he doesn't get a lot of, you know, actual grudge cars out there. But if we were to take that ownership of that and our grudge stuff that we do is our gate. So anybody who comes in, as far as coming in for the grudge race, the entry fee or whatever, that goes to Grudge Inc.
Yeah, that sounds like that could be something. We'd just be on the same thing, on the same menu when they're there doing it, though, just combining it all together, kind of like.
Right.
Hey, Kev.
Some of those guys that run that race, they might want to take some of their outlaw cars and run, you know, maybe run some of the guys that are out there in the 8th mile.
Right.
Tail.
You never know.
Tail.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Did anybody call in and tell you about the guy from Detroit going over the 41 race in the day?
No.
Yeah, they supposed to have that little race over there today. Some guy from Detroit was supposed to come over there and run against those guys. I thought maybe somebody might have called in and gave a report.
Nah, they ain't doing
that. Larry,
yeah.
Larry's on there. He said that thing go down.
Oh, it didn't?
Well,
they raced,
but
didn't nobody from Detroit.
There's something about Biz racing somebody.
Yeah, I thought Big Will, I talked to him earlier. He was on his way there. I thought maybe he might have called in and gave a report or something.
No, it's good,
when
they had the tracks and they call in and report.
Okay. I just wondered. I hadn't heard nothing yet. He said he's going to call me. I thought maybe he might have called into the show.
Yeah. No, did nobody do nothing.
Okay. I know I talked to somebody earlier. They said it started looking like it was going to rain or something.
Yeah, early later in the day it did.
Okay. I'm just curious because normally when we on the show, somebody calling in to give a report, I thought maybe I might have missed it.
Right.
Smitty would usually call in on business races. That's why I didn't know he was racing tonight.
No, but yeah, he's supposed to be taking his new street car out there today. I forgot what he called it. But he got another Mustang that he put together
and
started a street
car.
He just built.
They
called
it Devo or something.
Right, that's it, Devo. Yeah, he's supposed to be running Devo today. He's supposed to be debuting it today. That's why I'm wondering if I heard anything.
They said he ran it. He ran it, made it a couple pads or something.
Okay.
Something broke.
Made a couple test pads,
broke.
But the red Mustang he ran.
Okay.
And whoever he raced with that, he lost that race.
Oh, okay.
Well, Lil Junior, he didn't run Lil Junior.
Right, he said he wasn't bringing it. He said he was bringing that Devo car.
Yeah, he brought Devo in the red nitrous Mustang he drives.
Okay. Yeah, them guys wasn't doing all that much racing when I lived up there. As soon as I get out of town, they doing too much racing now. They say they must have wanted me to get out of town before they started doing their thing. Because when I was there, I promise you, man, there was barely any racing going on. Especially girls racing, all them hat races. They wasn't doing none of that when I lived up there. And then when you go to the track down here, you know, basically I got to use my GPS because I don't too much know my way around here that good yet. So then when I get there, I ain't got nobody to walk around and talk to, so I just got to walk up and start introducing myself to people and, you know, doing it that way.
Right.
And then you build the track. Then you be at the track having a good time. Then you got to take that long ride back home by yourself. You ain't got nobody to talk about the races with.
Hey, Sleepy, you haven't talked to Jay in a while then?
No, man, I haven't heard from Jay Bond. I haven't been on.
No, Jamie up in Chicago.
Oh, no, that's why I was asking why did he call in anymore?
No, I just wanted to hear, do you know if he ever got his car running?
Well, he sent me pictures of it, and I'm not sure. I don't think he brought it out yet.
Yeah, I've only seen that.
Quite a few guys wanted to run him, you know, and I don't know if he ever brought it out yet.
Who, Jay Barr?
No, Jamie, the guy that got a Vega like Cam and Tail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he, like I say, he was quite a few guys wanted to run him, man. I don't know. I don't think he got done with it. I know he had got it painted, and as far as racing it out, I don't know if he ran it or not.
Oh, them slow Vegas.
Oh, you know, I was waiting for you to chime in, dude. I thought
you don't care nothing about the magazine.
I knew you were going to the Minnesota. That's how come I always said my car.
I ain't talking too much about them because they shovel less. If they wasn't shovel less, then they have a problem.
We got some four to the run, though.
Ain't nothing more, Jamie, man. I don't know, man, you know.
I know the minute you mentioned the Vega, that's when Tyson, I was like, he don't say nothing all night long. You say that word Vega, and a million thoughts go in his head, man. To where he just can't keep it to himself. He's got to let me know.
Oh, yeah, he's all that let's go.
That's why I got bad love for you, Tyson. That's why, man. Because you don't let me forget.
I tell you what, it's good to be back online talking to you guys. Like I said, I ain't been on none of the shows in about a month, man, so I got a lot of catching up to do.
Oh, yeah, we know. We miss you. We already know.
But don't think I ain't been missing y'all, man. But you know, Tyson, you know you got to do what you got to do, man. You got to make that bread and butter.
Hey, don't feel bad. I understand.
you know, like I know, it costs to run these toys. This ain't no cheap game.
No, it ain't. Oh, sure.
Well, you know, Sleep, I kept asking, you know, saying on the shows, where you at? Because usually I said, he slides in, he flies under the radar and don't say nothing. And as I scroll through all the numbers, I'll see you there, and then I'm just like, let's not click you in.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm glad you're back, baby, because now I know my ratings done went real high tonight.
Well, I tell you what, man. Believe me, I wasn't missing because I wanted to be missing. That's for sure.
No, I know, baby. We got to do what we got to do, man.
Yeah, you know, this is like my extended family, man. I can't see y'all, but at least I can hear y'all voice. You know, that let me know that I'm still relevant.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. See, now I know
where I can't wait until we all get together, man. The Fat Tuesday and Fellowship, man. Have a good time. I know it's gonna be a good year, man.
What type of heads are you running so I can look out for your intake? You want something with multiple cars on it?
Yeah, I'm going with a sheet metal intake.
You got a conventional head still or?
Yeah, conventional head.
Okay, all right. What deck height?
Tall deck.
Okay. I keep my eye out on something.
Yeah, man. Cause like I said, I wanna get this thing together as quick as possible, man. I know I ain't gonna make Fat Tuesday, but I'm gonna be shooting for it.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna be shooting for it, man. I gotta give Willie Dog a call. I think I'm gonna let that guy at that nitrous place that he deal with hook. He said he can hook my systems up for me. So I think I'm gonna let them hook up the nitrous on it, and see what I can do, man. You know, that's all I can do, man. I'm ready to get back in the seat, man. If you mess around and stay out to sea too long, you lose interest.
Did you guys just hear that? Right after Sleepy said tall deck, I heard this clicking like teeth clicking. Kevin, you still there? Because you've been awful quiet.
Kevin hung up. He didn't
want to
hear no
fun. Man, hold on.
Hey, Sleek.
Yes, sir.
You're doing the right thing, bro, if I can tell you. You know I was down there with them distance testing.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to hear nothing about that.
Them boys,
hey,
bad
Kev,
hell.
Talk
over his head, Sleepy.
Hey, Kev.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to have to do to make it a fair race when you line up against Sleep.
I'm going to go rent one of them circus cannons. We're going to roll your car inside it and shut his car off.
Hold on. How did I get in with Sleepy? I mean, man, hold on. You and Tyson fuck both of y'all.
I ain't trying to fuck with Sleepy.
Oh, I thought you guys were going to raise that thing that you said. Man, my friend Sleepy's a legend, dude. Sleepy, hold on. Let me see her. Now, we're up in Northern stuff. One nigga ain't Sleepy said, man. He said, Sleepy, he said, you back up here? Sleepy said, no, I'm just up at the visit. He said, damn, I've been looking for you. He said, Sleepy said, oh, yeah. And I'm sorry, Sleepy said, he said, man, did you drive my car? He said, man, I'm not driving. I'm retired until the first year. I said, man, come on, Steve, man, drive my car, man. Drive my car. Man, Steve, I made it past that motherfucker. Steve had his booty shorts on. And he probably really got it. Everyone said, oh, Steve said, man, I'm done. He said, man, I'm just done. He said, I told you, I'm not coming to the first year. Man, Steve, I did it. Man, Steve, drive my car. Steve, drive my car. I mean, Steve must have about at least eight people that are driving cars. Steve can drive it, dude.
Well, I'm going to come down with that car. When that car hits the track, baby, I'm down there.
Well, I'm still working on it, Dale. I'm working on it hard, man. Like I said, I got to get back in there, man. Like I said, it's been a while, man. And, you know, I'm just tired of watching, man. That's all. I know I ain't going to win them all, but I guarantee you one thing. I'm damn sure ain't going to lose them all.
You're damn right.
Take them all.
All I know, Kevin, is Sleepy going down, dead, down on your ass. He going to go.
You know what? I can't listen to that.
You better not start your car if his truck is anywhere in the track.
Well, you know, me and Sleepy going to get down that way, but I tell you what, Sleepy got a badass. He got the prettiest truck I've seen in my life. I've always said that. That's the prettiest ass
truck. Oh, night, really get a scared now.
That's a pretty motherfucker.
I'll tell you what, Tyson.
Hey, Tyson, you run the S10 when it get done. And I'll tell you what, if you need some help, I'll try to do to help you out.
Ooh.
Hey, Kev, it's all good. Sleepy ain't going to whoop you that bad.
Man,
was that correct, Tyson? You mean they sold the Mustang? Jimbo and them sold the Mustang?
Who?
Yeah, they sold the Mustang?
Yeah. Wow. So Wayne said they coming out with a G body or something now?
No, Wayne said tonight. He said that he's got two track suspension cars. He sold all his cars that were not track suspension.
But that Jimbo Mustang is just his car.
No, Jimbo is all together now. They sold all the cars. I heard they sold all the cars. And he said before they went to Macon that everything was sold before they left.
No, he didn't sell all the cars. Only car he sold was
the one that he raced.
Oh, he just sold the gray Mustang, the motor car then.
No, I heard the gray one and the gray one gone too.
Oh, so Jimbo's Mustang and the motor car gone.
Yep. No.
Jimbo car just gone.
Wow.
Yeah, they just said Jimbo's.
Wow.
Yeah, Jimbo car. The Grey Goose he still got.
Oh, so they finna get in that G-body world then, huh?
They tried to stock suspension stuff. You know, they try to be more competitive with the stock
suspension. Oh, okay, because Jimbo car was a back half, wasn't it?
They had a lot of bars. They were considered a back half car, but it was more or less a ladder bar car.
It could be a pretty interesting 2013, man. I can't wait.
It's about to be lovely this year. Everybody is going to come together. I said they're trying to get the schedule together. Hope we get the schedule together. But they're talking about Tao and Jay Barnes. They're working on Las Vegas. We all got to Las Vegas.
That's the one I'm waiting on.
Oh, man, I'm with you on that one, too. I don't want to run, man. I'm going to go to Las Vegas.
That's the one I'm waiting on right there.
Kevin,
that's why we need to have us a few shows, Kevin, to make some money. So
man.
When these long, good trips come up, man, we ain't got to do nothing, just get some money off the table and go, you know?
Right.
Hey, man, I heard Las Vegas, Tao and Jay Barnes, man, I heard that Las Vegas is going to be off the hook.
Yeah,
Well, I'll tell you, man.
You planning on making that banquet?
When is it? I haven't heard anything about it.
I know it's supposed to be in Atlanta, but I forgot the exact date. But I'm sure as they get closer, they're going to be talking more about it. But I heard it's supposed to be in Atlanta somewhere.
Yeah, it's in Atlanta, January or something, they say.
Yeah, that should be a good time. I bet it's going to be quite a few of the grudge races at that.
It's going to be like, you want me to go for my 75-degree weather in January? To Atlanta and freeze my goons off? Are you kidding
me? It's not gonna be that cold.
It'd be pretty nice. Well, it'll be
cold. We don't get that weather that Detroit and Chicago get down here now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was damn near 80 today. I know that's still cold to you, but
that's what I told everybody earlier on the show. I said it's cooling down out here. It was 72 today.
No, it was almost 80 today, man. It was like 78 degrees today here in Alabama. So I'm quite sure about the game in Atlanta.
Don't remind Tayo, because I get tired of him teasing us.
I miss the guys up there. I mean, as far as running back toward the Detroit and messing around the track in Indiana, but I don't miss that weather.
I know you don't.
I brought my snow shovel with me just so I can look at it every now and then. Remind myself I don't have to use it.
Everybody asks you, what is that, huh?
Well, I bought it just so I can remember what season it was.
Yeah, I hear you. You ain't going to be using it down there unless you're shoveling dirt with it.
One thing I like about it down here, if it do act like it want to snow, And you can make a footprint. You ain't got to go to work. They tell you stay off the highway, drive at your own risk. I mean, I love it.
Only time you don't use that shovel, Sleepy, is when you're burying Kevin when you get to work.
Hey, man, why you hauling on my partner tonight, man?
Kevin, don't worry about it.
Hey, Sleep. Hey,
yes,
Steve,
sir.
I'm about to get tied to the back tire and leave.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll take everything.
Hey, I said I'm going to get the back tire and the leave. Oh, I said I'm going to get the back tire and the leave when I leave first.
I'm old. I don't even turn down my collar.
I heard that type.
All I know is that this is being recorded, man, so you better watch out now.
No, yeah. You got to hear what I said. Gotta hear what I said. I said I would give Tyson the back tire and leave when I leave first.
You got one of them trick races going on there. That's just a race.
Larry. I mean, Tayo, is Larry still on the line?
No.
Okay, he got off here. He was calling me. I was trying to. I don't know if I get off, I'm off. So I was trying to get old Larry. Tell old Larry, hold on for a second, if I can get him back in there.
I'd be glad when Leroy start calling in again. When the last time you guys heard from Leroy?
Leroy, be quiet for a little bit.
He was under the weather. He had a light surgery operation.
Yeah, he had surgery. Yeah, that's right. He had surgery.
I'm going to give him a call tomorrow then. I got his number. I'm going to call.
He's doing that. They say he's doing pretty good. He,
That's
good,
man.
Well,
he just slowed a little bit.
That's good.
But y'all know tonight, our show's doing good tonight. Man, we went an hour over.
Yeah.
Well, whenever you got an intelligent gentleman on the phone and we indulge in an intelligent conversation, time always fly.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir, Sleep.
Time always fly, but I know one thing, it's good to hear y'all voices, man. I felt like I had moved overseas somewhere and heard from y'all so long.
Oh, man. Sleep, you know you're the founding father, one of the founding fathers. So, I mean, us four, we on there now. We didn't want to start this whole show on Saturday night. And people say it wouldn't go, but man, we have a good time on the show.
I tell you what, there ain't nothing greater than telephone, huh?
Yes, sir.
Bring it to all of us, it just seems like we're all sitting in one room talking together.
Yeah.
That's the best part. We're talking all around the whole world, you know.
And we got Tayo Way in California, man. This is a good life, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
It sure
but you
is,
know
man.
What? You know what? You know what, guys? We still hold the record. We still hold the record for 16,000 people to call in our show that night or whatever.
One thing about it, you ain't got to worry about that being touched for a while.
Yes, sir. But now we got you back on, man. Shit, we about to blow. Next week we gonna blow that bitch. We gonna blow it up. We gonna pass that mark.
I want my chip tail because you know it, yeah, I made all that happen. And
you gotta get that chip to him, tail. You know you gotta take care of your co-host.
Is that a grudge ink race they're doing in Macon again this coming up weekend or on the 17th or something?
No, that's in Mississippi.
That's in Florida, ain't it? Baldy's race?
Right. You're right, Baldy.
Yeah,
man,
yeah, that's a
I heard so much about Baldy's Nova, man. They said that motherfucker would get the fuck on.
Is that
going to
be in Macon or that's in Florida?
Man, they said that Nova, are cold.
Shit, that Mustang fly.
Which one?
You got Steve Jackson
fly
that Mustang.
Oh, Baldy got a Mustang too?
Yeah, Baldy, he got a Mustang and a Nova. Stevie Jackson's riding a Mustang.
Damn. Is that a big ball car? I want another car.
That's another car.
It's another car, not that one. Not Stevie Jackson's personal car. He drives a Baldy's car, grudge car.
The Nova or he got a Mustang?
He got a Mustang and a Nova.
Oh, that the bad. I've had some people calling me last week.
Actually, he got a couple cars.
It must be nice to have that many, huh?
Yeah, it must be nice.
Well, you know, like
you're trying
saying,
to get one going. He got two or three of them.
Right, but like you're saying, like, you know, I mean, you know, guys are invested in cars and stuff, so, you know, and bets and everything else, you know, it's just not one person. And that's where you have to come together and unite, you know, is what you guys are saying tonight.
Hey, yo, let's all come together and be a one car.
Hey, listen, I'm down with that.
I don't have to drive as long as I can say I'm a part of a fast car. That's all that counts.
Man, terrible.
I got no heartburn with
car.
That, man. I've been wanting to do something with somebody for a while, man.
That's the way to do it, though. That way ain't nobody going broke by themselves. You can share the blame.
Yes, sir.
I can have a house on the river. With a big old boat behind it and everything else.
What kind of car is it going to be?
It's going to be a fast one. I don't care what it be.
It ain't gonna be no Vega.
Hey, Tyson, you see how quiet I got?
Yeah.
I guess that leaves Taylor and Kevin out then, huh?
Yeah, we are.
When you guys started talking about that, I stayed quiet because I was just like, I should have had a stopwatch going to see how long it was going to take Tyson to say something.
Man.
Oh, you know it was coming sooner than later.
Taylor used to run a Vegas funny car back in the days.
Did he?
Yeah,
the Hollywood Hustler.
That was a ride.
Hell yeah, that was a ride.
It was fun too. I miss those days. But that's why
he went from a fast, funny car.
Go ahead, say it, baby. I'm sitting down. Go ahead. I can just smell the wood burning all the way out in California when he starts thinking about something, man. I know something's up. I got bad love for you, T. I swear to God, I do, man.
Oh man, it ain't nothing but love. You know it ain't personal.
That's right.
No, I know.
Right? You know y'all vibe off each other anyway. When y'all three talking, that y'all that's all that is a positive vibe, brother.
That's all it is.
That's all it is, man.
We trying.
Hey, y'all doing a damn good job, man. Damn good job.
Man, well, hell, don't start now. You was a part of the show when we started, so we always look for you every weekend. Where's Sleepy at?
I guess you wanted to start about a little snowball and turn into a big snowball.
Yes, sir.
Sleepy done told his secret. He's building that Kevin killer.
I got the ride, Tyson. Like I said, it's been a while, man. Like I said, every time I get on YouTube and see all them guys with the mesh tins talking about